breaking the logjam of information of HHS. My committee's got now over 8 million pages of information, just in the first tranche, by the way. What we discovered is that somebody in the Federal Health Agencies, this interagency communication, hid the signal. They admitted there was a signal on myocarditis, and they hid it. They didn't warn the public. They didn't warn doctors. So that's just one instance of corruption and lies told by the CDC. We've got a lot of others we'll be rolling out, okay? So we held our first hearing in permanent subcommittee investigation on that hiding of the signal of myocarditis. We've heard a lot of studies, okay? As I've looked into science, it's been thoroughly corrupted. Here's data, and I'd like to enter this sheet into the record. I've been publishing this chart for, you know, since really early 2021, when I'm on, for example, talk radio shows and they talk about this, they get deplatformed, or they were, you know, because of all the censorship during the Biden administration. Here's the facts. The Vader system that was touted in October of 2020, this great safety surveillance system on COVID, a few months later when they didn't like the results, they started denigrating their own system. But theirs shows that there have been 30,742 deaths reported on theirs worldwide associated with the COVID vaccine. 30,742. 9,252 of those deaths occurred on the day of vaccination within 1 or 2 days. Again, I agree with you. Nobody knows how many COVID deaths were because the information was completely corrupted. Nobody knows how many lives were saved. Again, I think most people, okay, if you're vulnerable, raise your antibodies, reverse severity, fine. There's not any good study on that. There's just information out there, just claims being made. This is hard evidence. And certainly what I've been advocating for are the injection injured, the childhood vaccine injured. We're going to be holding a hearing next Tuesday on a study done by a high-integrity healthcare facility that shows, that actually looked at vaccinated versus unvaccinated, very high-quality study. I'm not going to steal the thunder of Aaron Seer, who's going to be testifying on this. I think you're aware of the study. That shows the vaccinated population far more prone to chronic illness than people completely unexposed to vaccines. That is just one example of how science has been corrupted by the way, the study was conducted, and when they conducted, they said, oh no, no matter what the results are, we're going to release this. They got the results in 2000. It is yet to be released. We're going to enter that in the record on Tuesday. Do you want to just talk about what you've witnessed in terms of the capture of the agencies that you're now in charge of, the corruption of science, which I believe you just said, that is almost your number one goal, right, is try to bring integrity and credibility back to science, which has been corrupted by the people who pay for it, by federal health agencies being captured by pharmaceutical industries, by big pharma, by big food. Just I want to give you, I'm sorry, just the last minute to, first of all, defend yourself, but talk about the corruption of science that you're having to deal with and trying to correct.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you one example, and I could sit here and give you thousands. But in 2002, CDC did an internal study of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia children, and looked at children who got the MMR vaccine on time and compared those to kids who got them later. So in other words, kids who got them before 36 months and kids who got them afterward. The data from that study showed that black boys who got the vaccine on time had a 260% greater chance of getting an autism diagnosis than children who waited. The chief scientist on that, Dr. William Thompson, the senior said, vaccine safety scientist at CDC, was ordered to come into a room with four other co-authors by his boss, Frank DiStefano, who's the head of the immunization safety branch, and ordered to destroy that data. And then they published it without that fact. So you know that story. I know that story. And you know of hundreds of stories like that. It happens all the time. We are being lied to by these agencies, and we're going to change that right now.
every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexhomestore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try ultramethylene blue, exclusively available at thealexhomestore.com.
In the capital of D.C. today with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking the hot seat and getting it from both ends, mainly from the dimtard senators who are on the payroll.
But Bernie Sanders said these guys taking payroll too, money.
So it's just amazing. It's amazing that the study he's talking about, that they talked about in the first segment, that Ron Johnson and RFK Jr. were talking about, that's a study we covered years ago here. We've known about this for years. It took a while for that data to come out, because it didn't come out back in back when they did it. It came out a few years later. And there's a lot of people that put that information out at great risk to themselves. Dr. Thompson, Brian Hooker. And these people don't even want to look at that. Like, these senators are like, oh, no, this study can't be real. It has to have a problem with it. We can't have a study that shows vaccines cause problems. We can't have that. Why? Why can't we have that? That's what you have to ask yourself. Why is that information so dangerous? Because it's dangerous. That's dangerous information that he's putting out. Dangerous to a lot of people. Dangerous to a lot of bottom lines. A lot of doctors out there depend on these bonuses that happen every year as long as they keep their kids vaccinated. There's a lot of places here in Austin you can't even bring your kids to unless you agree to get them totally vaccinated. They won't see your kid. And it starts in the hospital. So we're going to break down a lot of this. I have tons of RFK clips. We had a bunch from Jones Show, a bunch from an article we put out. In fact, we got a couple articles on InfoWars. Powerful CRFK Jr.'s opening statement at the Senate committee hearing where he addresses the recent shakeups at the CDC and highlights HHS Secretary RFK demolishes Democrat senators over COVID vaccines. So loaded with videos. Check those out. Spread those articles. I'm just going to go through the ones that I found this morning as well, in addition to some of the ones that are in these articles. But let's start with clip 21 first. This is a short clip, but this kind of breaks down. This is why he's in the position he's in, and this is what he wants to do. So here's that clip.
We are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
What's wrong with that? And some of them are not even getting fired. They're leaving on their own volition, which is great. So, I mean, that there kind of sums up what is going on with the MAHA movement and HHS Director Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This next clip, part of what he says, not to be the sickest nation in the world anymore, starts with restoring the truth back to the CDC, where there is none. So this is a Mr. Barrasso, Senator Barrasso, questioning him, and let's go to that clip, clip 19.
What's
safeguards are in place to ensure decisions are based solely on science and not politics? And how are you going to make sure doctors and parents can count on CDC guidance?
I mean, Senator, I would point this out. Right now, there's only 10% of children are complying with the CDC's recommendation on COVID boosters. Only 15% of healthcare workers. So Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith. And we're going to do that by telling the truth and not through propaganda, by making them understand that everything that we say is true, that we're going to tell them what we know. We're going to tell them what we don't know, and we're going to tell them what we're researching and how we're doing it. We're going to be transparent. It's the only way to restore trust in the agency.
It's the only way. The only way is to open the books and start shining lights. And when the roaches scatter, you know, there's the, those are the ones that need to be questioned even more. All right, let's go to, this one's going to get a little fiery. Because Senator Kennedy starts asking, or not Senator Kennedy, Secretary Kennedy starts asking Senator Bennett some questions about myocarditis and pericarditis, because we've known this has been one of the side effects for a long time. We saw doctors talking about it early on. And that's when, the fluid around the heart starts getting, inflamed. There's an area between the heart and it's got a little, it's like a sac, and it starts getting inflamed, and pericarditis is another inflammation that happens. And so he starts questioning him, and I'm asking the questions here. We don't have to answer questions, Secretary Kennedy. So this is clip 22, and here it is.
You can characterize it any way you want. I quoted them today. What I said was accurate. What you said were lies. You described moving the Titanic.
Are you saying that the mRNA vaccine has never been associated with myocarditis or pericarditis? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
I am simply trying to say that the people that you have put on that panel, after firing the entire...
You're evading the question.
No, I'm asking the questions here.
You're
Mr.
evading
Kennedy.
That question.
I'm asking the questions.
How the tables turn.
I'm asking the questions for Mr. Kennedy on behalf of parents and schools and teachers all over the United States of America who deserve so much better than your leadership. That's what this conversation is about,
Senator,
Mr. Chairman.
Senator, they deserve the truth, and that's what we're going to give them for the first time in the history of that agency.
I'm surprised we didn't hear a little applause from that one. You know, these senators, they don't want to answer any questions because they don't know anything. They just know what their handlers are telling them. That's it. Now we have Senator Ben Ray Lujan on the firing of Dr. Dakakakalakakakatilis, the guy who dresses up in Baphomet cosplay gear. In fact, when we come after this video, just go to what this guy looks like. This is what this guy dresses up like on the weekends, and he's setting your vaccine schedule for your kids. Yeah. And we're going to go to clip, this is going to be clip 17 we're going to. So let's go to this clip. And I mean, these are all great. This is some of the best drama you're going to see. It's better than TV because it's real. And it's funny, you got a guy with, you know, this speech impediment. And all he's telling these people is that we're just going to give people the truth. And they just seem to be totally blown away. They can't stand that the truth might come out and that people are going to start getting answers. So here we go with Senator Ben Ray Lujan on the firing of Dr. Daskalakis.
Secretary Kennedy, Dr. Daskalakis, who recently resigned as director of the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, his resignation letter stated he and his team were never allowed to brief you. I'm curious who you're listening to, since it's clear you're not listening to qualified experts like Dr. Daskalakis. Can you give the committee the name of the person?
I don't consider Dr.
Mr. Secretary, the question that I have for you is, can you give the committee a name of who you're getting briefed by?
I'm getting briefed by all the time by CDC.
Just a name.
Well, Dr. William Thompson's one name.
Mr. Kennedy, you hired a man named David Geyer to conduct this study. Is that correct?
No.
Is Mr. David Geyer working for HHS?
He's a contractor, but he's not conducting a study.
He's a contractor?
He's a contractor.
Do you know who works for you, Mr. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Did you know he never went to medical school?
He's not practicing medicine.
Did you know that he got caught in Maryland and was charged for practicing medicine without a medical license?
He was charged by a medical board. He sued the medical board, and the medical board was found to have acted in actual malice and was fined $2.6 million by a judge in Maryland for doing that.
See, so you choose to know a lot when you want to know a lot. It's incredible, Mr. Kennedy.
Senator, it's ridiculous.
So here's the question I have. You brought him in to do this study. I think there's no question about it.
I told you he's not doing a study.
Is he participating in the study?
No.
Is he doing any analysis in regards to this study?
No. What he's doing is getting access to the Vaccine Safety Data Link, which is the biggest repository for vaccine information that your friend would not give us for 7 months.
And there he is. There's the guy they're bitching about right there. This guy runs around. You know, he wants to do this in his adult time, whatever. But don't sit there and pretend like you're holier than thou with your opinions and with your medical expertise when you run around dressed up as a servant of Baphomet. I mean, come on. Really? We're supposed to take you seriously as a doctor? No, I'm not taking you seriously. And these senators, they're just crumbs. All right, we got this one's probably my favorite is this isn't the one. This there was a version today we played on that Jones played with Senator Sanders. Oh, everybody takes money. But let's go to this new one. This is another one where he goes after taking the money from the rural hospitals. And let's see. Ba-ba-bum. That's rural health care. And I don't see it's the one with Bernie Sanders. Unless there's another. Oh, there's another page. There we go. I don't know if it's Bernie Sanders. It's it. Yes, that's it. The big, beautiful bill. Clip 18. Let's go to it.
Just want to pick up on Senator Warren's point. Are you telling us that the former head of CDC went to you, you asked her, are you a trustworthy person? And she said, no, I am not a trustworthy person?
She didn't say, no, I'm not a trustworthy person. She said, no. Giving a quote.
One second. And you're also repeating now that she is a liar, correct? What she wrote in the Wall Street Journal.
She wrote that I fired her because she refused to sign on in advance for the ACIP committee. No, that's not accurate.
All right. So you're calling her a liar, and I look forward to her coming before the HELP committee, maybe this committee as well. All right, Mr. Secretary, I've got a bunch of questions. Appreciate brevity in answering it. So-called beautiful bill threw 15 million Americans off of health care, substantially raised premiums, and it's going to have a terrible impact on nursing homes, community health centers, rural hospitals all over America. Very briefly, is that really making America healthy again?
It's going to be the biggest infusion of federal dollars into rural health care in American history.
Yeah, you know why? Because you're cutting $150 billion for rural hospitals. You're putting $50 billion back. That's not an infusion. That's a loss of $100 billion. All right, next question. President Trump, who I don't usually agree with, called COVID vaccines, quote, one of the greatest miracles in the history of modern-day medicine that saved tens of millions of lives worldwide. Scientific community agrees with Trump. Lancet study found that it prevented almost 20 million deaths during their first year of use. Secretary Kennedy, are President Trump and the medical community right, or do you still believe that the COVID vaccine was, quote, the deadliest vaccine ever made?
No, first of all, I didn't say that. Oh, I said that in terms of affairs reports a while ago. I said today, I think that President Trump should get the Nobel Prize.
So who's right? Is Trump in the medical community right, or are you right?
President Trump did an extraordinary piece of leadership.
Is he right or wrong? Did COVID save millions of lives?
As I said, he got Americans back to work at that time.
Hey, hold on, hit pause real quick. He said, is he right or wrong? Did COVID save millions of lives? That's how stupid Bernie Sanders is. He can't even say COVID vaccine. And we noticed this during COVID when they would say people have to be afraid of the vaccine. They would always mistake saying the vaccine for the virus. They'd say, oh, the vaccine's killing people. Which they knew. I think they were saying, you could find newscasts of this where they're saying, oh, you have to get your virus because the vaccine's going to kill you. You know, because in their mind, they knew what the truth was and they couldn't figure it out and get it out. But there's an example, Bernie Sanders saying, you know, COVID was saving millions of people. And COVID. Not the vaccine. He didn't talk about the vaccine. He just talked about COVID. All right. Let's finish it up.
Particular vaccine which perfectly matched the virus that was circulating then. And I have no idea how many lives it saved, but it saved quite a few.
You know, what I find a little bit weird in this discussion, I'm hearing it over and over again this morning, Mr. Chairman.
That's the only part I don't like about that. It cuts off of what he thinks is weird. And we're just going to keep doing these. I mean, this is a clipgasm, an RFK Jr. clipgasm. This is RFK Jr. calling out Senator Warren saying, oh, I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies. That's a lot of money. That's a lot. $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies in 1 year, in 3 years. How many years is that? I wonder how many over her illustrious career of talking about climate change and DEI has she raked in from the pharmaceutical company? Here it is. Clip 15.
You are effectively denying people vaccines.
We're not going to recommend a product for which there's no clinical data for that indication. Is that what I should be doing?
What you should be doing is honoring your promise that you made when you were looking to get confirmed in this job.
You're going like this.
And that is, you promised that you would not take away vaccines from anyone who wanted them. You just changed the classification of the COVID vaccine.
I'm not taking them away from people, Senator.
It takes it away if you can't get it from your pharmacist.
Well, most Americans are going to be able to get it from their pharmacy for free. Most Americans will be able to get it from their pharmacy for free.
The question is everyone who wants it. That was your promise.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said.
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
Did you hold up a big sign saying that you were lying when you said that? Because you are the one who said you would not take them away. Now, Senator Kennedy.
I'm not taking them away from anybody.
Secretary,
you want me to indicate a product for which there is no clinical data?
Senator,
is that what you want?
Secretary Kennedy, you said you wouldn't, and now you did.
I'm not taking them away. Everybody can get access to them.
No, they can't walk into a pharmacy the way they could last month and get access.
It depends on the states.
A year ago,
but they can still get it. Everybody can get it. Everybody can get it, Senator.
So look, let's move on. You clearly are taking away vaccines. I've seen the list for what's coming up next. And
so we've got the local CVS here. You walk in, there's signs everywhere. Get your flu shot. Get your COVID shot free. We have a private room we can put you in. So if you start flopping around, you won't scare the rest of the sheep. You know, they don't want that happening. But there he is, giving it to Senator Warren, $855,000. She wants to ignore that. She's so flustered, though, she keeps calling him Senator Kennedy. Senator Kennedy. That's interesting. She called him Senator Kennedy twice. I called him Senator Kennedy once. So he's the only one acting with a bit of chutzpah out there. All right, let's go. How much time we got? Yeah, we got 4 minutes. We can get to this one. Senator Warner, clip 23. Senator Warner gets schooled by RFK Jr. One of my favorite senators, Senator Warner.
To just, again, some basic facts. Do you accept the fact that 1 million Americans died from COVID?
I don't know how many died.
You're the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You don't have any idea how many Americans died from COVID?
I don't think anybody knows that because there was so much data chaos coming out of the CDC, and there was so many perverse incentives, and these are model studies.
You don't know the answer of how many Americans died from COVID. This is the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Do you think the vaccine did anything to prevent additional deaths?
Again, I would like to see the data and talk about the data.
You have had this job for 8 months, and you don't know the data about whether the vaccine saved
lives?
No, and
that's the problem, is that they didn't have the data. The data by the Biden administration, absolutely dismal.
Who is politicizing? You're saying the Biden administration politicized all the data? Go back to what Senator Cantwell just said. Go to the Trump Surgeon General.
They fired Dr. Krause. They fired all the people who questioned the orthodoxy. They fired Dr. Gruber, Dr. Kaus.
So, Mr. Chairman, the Secretary of Health and Human Services doesn't know matter how many Americans died from COVID. No. Doesn't know if the vaccine helped prevent any deaths. And you are sitting as Secretary of Health and Human Services? How can you be that ignorant? Like, you know, I remember when we went through the hearing with you, I asked you about community health centers. You didn't know what role they play. I've been visiting community. I'm glad you've got to one.
That was very interesting. Died from COVID. Remember we had the guy with the gunshot wound died from COVID or died with COVID, but COVID was on the death certificate, even though he died of a gunshot wound. Another guy died in a motorcycle wreck, died. He had COVID. So they're like, oh, he died with COVID because we get more money when that happens. We actually did a report and you can find it if you look in the archives, do a search under cases and 15 times, I think what it was. So, and we had it was a healthcare worker from North Dallas, North Denton maybe, or Denton. This is the county that Denton's in. And she's on video saying, yeah, when we test one person that we find them positive with COVID, we count the 15 people that they've been around as cases. So instead of having one case, oh, it's 15 times that. And so that's how you had these amazing case numbers, because I doubt she's the only one that came up with that strategy, but that's the one we had on tape, on record. And so if you had one person, oh, I had COVID. Oh, I have a crappy pen. So you had 15 other people die from COVID. That pen goes away. Anyway, they were saying there were 15 times the cases. So you had a case number of one, but then we're going to multiply it times 15. And that's what they did with the death numbers. That's what they did with everything to make it seem like there was a pandemic. Because that was what they had to do to lock everybody down. They had to have a pandemic. And some people are saying, hey, we've looked at this. We've got these samples of tissue of people that said they had COVID. They tested positive for COVID. All we're finding is influenza A and influenza B. We're not even finding COVID. So what's that all about? Maybe we'll get to the bottom of it with Secretary Kennedy. We got a lot more clips coming up. We're going to finish up the hour with Secretary Kennedy clips, and I'll tell you about the guests coming up after this short break. You're watching The War Room. You can find us at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and at Infowars on X.
I'm jacked up on the Methylene Blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had.
I do subscribe to the Methylene Blue and the Ultimate CMOS on a monthly basis. Take about 5-year supplements. It's been helping me out for the last 3 years, the last 22 pounds. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the Methylene Blue, and it is freaking awesome. I was honestly in the chat on Rumble, bashing, like, getting sick of Alex plugging it. But I tell you what, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it a try. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I was so bad with the MS. I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue is able to get everything that you're taking, all your antibiotics or whatever medicines you're taking, supplements. And what it does, it helps to cross the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Methylene blue will help things push it through to where it needs to go. I was at my store, and I keep the TV on at my store of InfoWars, and I heard Alex Jones talking about methylene blue. Well, right away, my ears perked up because I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I ordered two bottles of it because you had buy one, get one free. So I started taking it, and boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing. I take the capsules twice. I take two of those a day.
And you're saying with the methylene blue, you're taking it with ivermectin, and you're using our methylene blue, and it's kept you regress, but now you're taking this, and you're back to being normal, or what's your level at
I'm
right
walking.
Now? Okay.
No, I am. You know, I own a jewelry store, and I'm able to. Don't get me wrong. I have bad days.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. And the bad days that I may have, maybe like once every couple weeks, but I'm able to speak properly.
Yeah.
Where my everything was lagging with me.
Right.
The lesions were showing very bright in my brain. And when I started on the methylene blue, which I couldn't take the liquid. I bought the liquid. But I just couldn't get it down, and I was trying to find like a concoction, and all of a sudden the pills came out. So I ordered the pills. I take two of those a day. I've been taking that with everything else, with the ivermectin. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
Well, that's great to hear. You know,
talk to you.
Because, you know, I'm glad to hear that. That really makes me feel good for, you know, the products that we offer to people. And, you know, the methylene blue, it really has been a game changer around here in terms of people getting it and seeing effects immediately, being able to acquire that quality of life they want. And that's really great to hear.
I will put money on it. Like I said, I used to have to pay $10,000 a week to get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is,
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Well,
thank you
for sharing your story.
Thank you
for helping your family too, because, you know, sometimes people, they don't want to tell their family. They don't want to say anything because then, oh, you're supposed to mind your own business and not tell people about health. That's a doctor's job, you know, but no, it is our job to tell our families, hey, this is what I found out. This is what I found that works. Why don't you try it?
Your host, Rob Dew, really ties the war room together.
Welcome back to the war room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We're walking through a clipgasm here of RFK clips today. He testified in front of the Senate over the house cleaning that's going on at the CDC. So, in fact, let's just go to that. He announces the CDC will be cleaning house. This is clip 6. And a short clip. And this, you know, basically says he's sick and tired of the obfuscation. So we're cleaning house until we get people that we can trust. Remember, Rochelle Walensky, oh, we run. We follow the science. She wasn't following science. She was telling people who are unvaccinated, there's going to be a dark winter of death and disease. And then she had Biden, you know, using that as one of his talking points. Remember that? That was a couple winters ago. I'm still around. All the unvaccinated people I know are still around. Okay, here it is, clip 6.
CDC failed that responsibility miserably during COVID, when its disastrous and nonsensical policies destroyed small businesses, violated civil liberties, closed our schools, caused generational damage in doing so, massed infants with no science, and heightened economic inequality. And yet all those oppressive and unscientific interventions failed to do anything about the disease itself. America is home to 4.2% of the world's population, yet we had nearly 20% of the COVID deaths. We literally did worse than any country in the world. And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving.
That's it. Those are the people who are going to leave, the ones that failed us, the ones that made these arbitrary decisions of 6 feet of separation, of masks, of, oh, you can walk to the table with your mask on, and then you're suddenly not going to get anybody sick if you take your mask off and if you're eating, but maybe put your mask on in between bites. I mean, just insanity. Just because they wanted to see how far you would go. And now next hour, I've got a Dr. Henry Ely, who's the leading expert, wrote a lot of books about holistic nutrition, and he's working on removing all the childhood vaccines from Florida. So we played some interesting clips earlier in the week from Florida. The Surgeon General of Florida said he's not going to make these mandatory anymore. So this guy wants to just get rid of them altogether. And that starts with getting rid of the mandates, and you slowly work your way in. So I'm going to have some questions for him. We got a clip from Dr. Robert Malone coming up about what's going to be happening at the CDC. Although this might be a good time now to play it, since we just played that Kennedy's going to be cleaning house at the CDC. Let's go to clip 24, and because this could go national. I mean, I think Florida's just doing it now because they know what's coming down the pipe. So they're jumping ahead of the game so they could say, oh, look, we were ahead of the game. You know, I think DeSantis at this point is just trying to boost his chances for the next election. Which, you know, if he's doing a good job, more power to him. So here it is. Here's Dr. Robert Malone with Matt Gaetz.
What will you and the committee be doing so that you fully respond to and vindicate what the president wants on vaccine transparency?
Okay, again, the caveat, this is my opinion. I don't represent the CDC or the ACIP or the U.S. government, but our answer from the ACIP and the subcommittee will drop to the best of our ability, given the short timeline, on September 18th and 19th at the upcoming ACIP meeting. So you will see what our recommendations are going forward relating to these products, and then the mission space that we have managed to squeeze includes revisiting the entire pediatric schedule, insisting on data for vaccine-vaccine interactions, insisting on control data, addressing these issues such as the appropriateness of immediate afterbirth vaccination with hepatitis B vaccine, the importance of and the appropriateness of the current vaccine schedule for the human papillomavirus vaccine, and really everything else is all on the table.
There it is. Everything's on the table. They're going to be doing just a little look-see. And we've got coming up next Tuesday, Ron Johnson kind of alluded to it, the study they were looking at from 2000 of the unvaccinated versus the vaccinated. And he didn't seem to make any premonitions whether it's going to cover autism, but he did say it was covering autoimmune diseases and that the kids who don't get vaccinated seem to be healthier than the kids that get vaccinated. So let's go, speaking of the childhood vaccine schedule, let's go to clip 25. And this is Dr. Roger Marshall, MD, put this out. And he's a center, and he said, Senator Kennedy and I are fighting for his vaccine transparency. 76 jabs by 18, he's 18 years old, is excessive without clear justification. I agree, 76 jabs. And some of these 76 jabs, it's more than one vaccine. you know, they have bivalent, they have trivalent, they have hexavalent, heptavalent, I believe, which is seven different shots, seven different vaccines in one shot. Oh, it's fine. It's safe and effective because somebody's making a lot of money off of it. So we're about to find out what's what. Here's that clip.
Welcome, Mr. Secretary. One of your themes for the CDC is transparency. And I think when I hear you talk about transparency, I think part of that is sharing what you know, what the CDC knows with parents so that they can make decisions. Behind me, yeah, I know it's going to be hard to see from there. I can barely read it. This is the current CDC recommendations for vaccines for children. On day number one, they get their first jab, a hepatitis vaccine. By the time they're 18 months, they've had 18 jabs. By the time they get to be able to, vote, they have 76 jabs. Now, when we talk, when I listen, what I hear you say is that, look, vaccines are drugs. We need a measured response and a measured, when do we use this? It's interesting that the United States has put age 65 and older for a COVID vaccine. UK has chosen 75 and France 80. Obviously, sciences disagree exactly when that should or shouldn't be. The hepatitis B vaccine, it makes no sense to me. I've only delivered 5,000 babies, but we do a hepatitis test on every mom. By the time she delivers that baby, I know her pretty well. And if she doesn't have any risk factors, if she's not an IV drug abuser, if she's in a stable monogamous relationship, nobody at home has hepatitis, I don't know, I don't see the benefit myself in that hepatitis vaccine. Everyone's eligible for it. Everyone can get it. And my pediatricians always agree with me. And no, I'm not saying if you don't know the hepatitis status of that patient, they shouldn't get it. I'm not saying if this person's had no prenatal care, that puts them at risk for hepatitis. Can you just speak a little bit, when you talk about transparency, and trying to empower and make vaccines available. These should be treated just like a medication.
And just a quick pro tip there to all the dads and moms that might be going into the hospital to have a baby. This is just giving you advice of what I did. This is what I did. And my wife, we wrote up a birth plan. So we had a birth plan for all four of the kids. And it said on there, no shots at the hospital. That was like second or third. I think the top thing was anytime the baby leaves the room, the dad will accompany the baby. And I was there every time. They go to the nursery to do the weighing and all that. I'm holding my baby. Every time. So you can't, you know, you never want to leave your side of your baby because you don't know who knows what these people are going to do. You don't know. Most of these nurses are great. But they do try to, you know, with a smile, these shots are safe and effective. You know, vitamin K, we got to shoot them up with vitamin K right when they're born because they can't clot blood. You know, they don't tell you, well, if you eat a bunch of kale, you're going to have a lot of vitamin K running through the mom at the time. You know, they don't say that. Oh, we have this vitamin K shot that has aluminum in it. We're just going to inject a little aluminum. It's not that much. It's no big deal. Just a little bit. You know, baby's not even an hour old. You got to put some aluminum in that blood. See where it goes. So have a birth plan. Write it down. Have the birth plan with you. Tape it to the door. Have one next to, have copies of it everywhere. Have a copy you can give. Have a copy taped to the bed. And that way, and they will respect the birth plan. They'll respect that. Oh, here's a tweet from J.D. Vance. When I see all these senators trying to lecture the gotcha Bobby Kennedy today, all I can think of is you all support off-label, untested, irreversible hormone therapies for children, mutilating our kids, and enriching big pharma. You're full of SHIT, and everyone knows it. Of course they are. These are grandstanders. That's all they are. In fact, here's a grand, one of the biggest grandstanders here from Connecticut, Chris Murphy. Here he is bitching. This is after the hearing. Oh, he's not going to bring up this in there. He's going to jump on him afterwards. But it's Chris Murray. Here's clip 30.
The radical political judgment of RFK Jr. and his conspiracy theory crowd being substituted for the judgment of scientists and doctors.
Like the Baphomet
doctor. Putting all of our healthcare at risk. We are at risk today. But imagine if there was to be another outbreak later this year. Imagine the chaos and the havoc that would be wrought in this country if science was replaced with conspiracy. I just want to end by making it clear that this has nothing to do with politics. Not everything here in this building has to be right or left, blue or red. We need our Republican colleagues to stand up and say that it's time for RFK Jr. to go. We need our Republican colleagues to go to the White House and demand that the president clean house and put science and medicine back in charge.
Is that like the science that said 6 feet of separation, the science behind that, which Fauci admitted was arbitrary? He just admitted they made it up. They just said, 6 feet of separation. Because the disease will die before it gets to 6.1 or 6 feet, 1 inch. Boom, it dies. That's what this lunatic, Chris Murphy, is talking about. Oh, and he's talking about the thousands of HHS retired people and current who are saying, RF Kennedy's got to go. Because he's cutting into their action. That's what's going on. And they don't like that. They don't like that he's cutting into their action. Oh, look, here it is. Science didn't support 6 feet apart pandemic guidelines. Fauci concedes. Oh, wow. But that's the science we have to bow down to. The science that they make up on the fly. Remember when Fauci said you don't need a mask early on? And then he goes, well, I said that because we wanted to have PPE for all the hospital workers. Oh, but then it became important that we all have masks and we all make them at home and we wear them everywhere. And you got people arguing on X that, it's really not that much carbon dioxide you're breathing. It's not that big a deal. Bring up, Kennedy responded to J.D. Vance's, thank you, J.D. Vance. You put the finger squarely on the preeminent problem. That's it. Industry capture. All these organizations are captured. They're captured by these giant corporations that only look at their bonus line. That's all they care about. And it's just amazing. Not too many more clips yet. Okay, here we talked a little bit about the MMR study earlier. This is clip 11. And then we'll go in. No, actually, let's do clip 12 first, the politicization of COVID, because that's what Chris Murphy was just doing. If we have another attack, if we have another pandemic, what are we going to do? Oh, we know what you're going to do. You're going to roll your sleeve up and get a saline injection and tell people to get the clot shot. We know what you're going to do. Allegedly. So let's go to clip 12 first. Here we go.
It was politicized.
Yeah, the whole process was politicized. Senator, I mean, we were lied to about everything. We were lied to about natural immunity. We were lied to about, we were told again and again the vaccines would prevent transmission. They'd prevent infection. It wasn't true. They knew it from the start. It wasn't true because that's what the animal studies and the clinical trials showed. We were told that there was science behind cloth masks. The CDC allowed the teachers union to write the order closing our schools, which hurt working people all over the country, and then pretend it was science-based. All of these issues, and then I can show you, for example, Chairman Wyden was talking about me politicizing ACIP. During COVID, the most famous scientist on ACIP was Martin Kulldor from Harvard, the great, renowned, world-renowned epidemiologist and vaccinologist. And he criticized the COVID booster mandates. They ejected him from COVID because he wasn't in the orthodoxy. The two biggest health officials at FDA during COVID, Dr. Gruber and Dr. Krauss, criticized the Biden mandates, vaccine mandates. President Biden said in August, I would never take that vaccine, the Trump vaccine. And he came in, he mandated it, and then he fired the two top health officials at FDA who said, hey, this thing has not been properly tested. So the whole process was politicized, and even today.
So let me, I'm 50.
Uh-oh. Looks like that. Did that clip die on the vine, or was that the end of it? Okay. I just got this interesting article from the New York Post, and we'll cover this at the start of the next hour, right before we bring our guest on. But I'll just drop the headline here. Trump DOJ considering banning trans people from buying guns. And I'll talk about the pros and cons to that, because when you start banning people from buying guns, the banning never ends. It's always one group. It's always a minority. So it's on InfoWars right now. Sean Miller just posted it, and AKA the archivist. And so I'll get into that in the first five. And I got an interesting video, because here's the other problem we have. We had the media that won't admit that they after reading the guy's diary and looking at the videos, we don't know what he was doing. We don't know why he did this. We have no idea. We have no idea. So we'll get into that coming up in the first five. Totally crazy. All right, let's go back to RFK Jr. again, talking about the MMR vaccine with the Fulton Blacks. That's Fulton County Blacks, the study. Here it is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you one example, and I could sit here and give you thousands. But in 2002, CDC did an internal study of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia children, and looked at children who got the MMR vaccine on time and compared those to kids who got them later. So in other words, kids who got them before 36 months and kids who got them afterward. The data from that study showed that Black boys who got the vaccine on time had a 260% greater chance of getting an autism diagnosis than children who waited. The chief scientist on that, Dr. William Thompson, the senior said, vaccine safety scientist at CDC, was ordered to come into a room with four other co-authors by his boss, Frank DiStefano, who's the head of the immunization safety branch, and ordered to destroy that data. And then they published it without that fact.
And that's the science that these dimtard senators are defending. That's their science. Yeah, we bring doctors in and make them recant their studies that they've done because it doesn't fit our profile. It doesn't fit our bonus sheet list. It doesn't fit the control, command and control from the top down that we want to institute. Oh, no, no, no. So we can't have that. We can't have a study showing Black boys are getting autism at, was it 260% more when they get the vaccine? It was the MMR, which is measles, mumps, and rubella, which I think in the past 20 years, measles has killed 6 children in the past 20 years. Okay? And then go look up and see how many kids die in swimming pools.
Take your shots.
There's a quote I read from a doctor, and this is an old quote. It's one of these old ones where you see from these old books. And he said, I never knew of a case of cancer in children until we started giving childhood immunizations. And I'm paraphrasing it, but that's basically what he says. And when you read the old books, when you read the old studies, when you read about the quintuplets up in Canada who all got the, I think it was the DTaP vaccine. They were poster children for this new vaccine. In fact, they were almost like a sideshow attraction, these girls. And they would, you know, people would watch them because it was kind of rare back in the day. This was in the early, I would say the early 1900s, probably 1910, 1920, sometime around there. And they all got the DTaP vaccine. It might have been a little later. I read this story, a while back, but it was an account of these girls. And I think 3 of the 5 ended up becoming just like, boom, zombie land afterwards, after that DTaP vaccine. And that's one that, you know, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. You don't want your kid to get whooping cough. And most of these, if your kid is in eating right, eating good food, not drinking that crappy baby formula, and you're feeding your kid real food, fruits and vegetables and eggs, you're not going to see many problems. You're going to see a kid that's, you know, but if you feed your kid, you know, Cheetos and soda pop and weird ice cream flavors with a bunch of stuff in it, a bunch of dyes, a bunch of trick cereals and stuff like that, any type of cereal with a bunch of dyes in it, you're going to see a kid who's bouncing off the walls crazy. I mean, that's just basic. All you got to do is watch it. Sugar cookies, any of that stuff. You know, drinking juice. Get your kids drinking water. It's the best thing you can do for them. And something they'll carry out throughout their life. All right, let's try to get one more clip in here. This is RFK going off on Democrat Tina Smith, Senator Tina Smith. Here it is, clip 13.
In the days after the tragic shooting at Annunciation Catholic School in my home state of Minnesota, you went on Fox News blaming school shootings on antidepressants. You have no evidence of that because you have no evidence of a connection. And you want to talk about...
I didn't, you're just saying something. You're just making stuff up.
You know, this is what you say, right?
No,
Secretary Kennedy, when presents you with information that does not fit...
I did not blame that shooting. I have no idea, and I never said that. You're making it up. You're twisting.
Not,
yeah, you are.
Secretary
you are being
Kennedy,
dishonest right
you
now.
You want to talk about mental health and gun
you're
violence in this country, if you want to talk about mental health and gun violence in this country, we should be talking about that, because that's what the
Let's
parents
talk then,
of Annunciation
Senator.
School
You don't want to talk.
Want to
you
talk
want to
about.
Harangue, and you want to politically, you want to have partisan politics.
That is
I want to actually solve these problems.
Ms. Secretary Kennedy.
So what he said was there are black box label warnings on these antidepressants that say they could cause you to kill people or kill yourself. And what do we see with this trans shooter? We saw a person that was unstable. We saw a person that was sad that he had done the transition and wanted to go back to being a real boy and wish he had never transitioned. And what do you have? You have a family that's not together. So the dad hadn't been in the picture for a few years. And this happened in 2020. What was going on in 2020? A lockdown. So kids were at home watching a lot of videos. And what was going on? I think you're going to see a lot of these kids going trans in 2020, 2021, because they're watching these videos of these TikTok videos of the people say, oh, you get so much attention when you become trans. You get so much privilege. It's great. It's so empowering. You get to be yourself. Look at this. Look at that. Prozac can make people homicidal. Imagine that. The experts are ignoring the danger. Oh, but Kennedy says that he's suddenly wrong. Black box warnings, they're everywhere. Mass murder, suicide pills.
What really makes a nutraceutical work? What is a nutraceutical? What is a supplement? Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about Power Plant, for example. So Methyl Drive is something that everyone, whether they're 12 or whether they're 90, they should all take it. Power Plant is a little bit more specific. It's good for both men and women. I would say it has a stronger, more pronounced factor on the younger side, especially people that are into high-intensity exercise. Key ingredient in that is cordyceps, which increases your oxygen carrying capacity, but it also increases ATP, and it also helps you make new mitochondria. So imagine taking something like cordyceps found in Power Plant and then combining it with Methyl Drive. But oh, wait, there's also total male mineral support in Power Plant. We've got zinc, which increases luteinizing hormone, which makes you produce more testosterone. But then to counteract the rise in sex hormone binding globulin, we include boron in it to increase your free testosterone. That's something that normal formulas don't do. We've got the thing that creates free testosterone in your body in Power Plant, according to studies. That's Mainline. You can Google it.
And not all CoQ10 is the same, right?
Everyone should take CoQ10. Listen, and if you're going to take CoQ10, you're going to go to some store or some pharmacy, and they're going to try to sell you a bottle with the same amount that's in here for like $50. You get CoQ10 plus four other ingredients with this.
It's true. And the same amount.
Same amount. It's incredible. We make this stuff for you and for ourselves. Everyone at the InfoWars office is gobbling these supplements left and right. That's why I made these, is so I could take them.
And then you designed it to go with our ultramethylene blue.
Absolutely. That's the key. Before any, like, man or woman, young and old, if you're on methylene blue, you got to take it.
Everybody loves the formulas, and I've noticed if I take both together, the energy is totally insane. Each one is very strong on its own.
Methyl Drive is something that every person in the country should take.
So the methylene blue is like the engine and gasoline. These products together is the nitrous oxide.
Exactly. It turbocharges.
It's on New York Post. Trump's DOJ considering banning trans people from buying guns. The Justice Department is discussing proposals to potentially block transgender Americans from buying firearms, so sources told the Post. Some DOJ members believe the move can be approved as a follow-up on Trump's executive order barring military service by transgender people. Now that, I think he has total control over, because he's the commander-in-chief. And he should be able to do that. What this leads to is you're going to have, because then they're going to say, well, it's a mental illness. Then they're going to look at anybody. And do we want mentally ill people having guns? Probably not. But when you start saying everything's a mental illness, then like not believing in the government is a mental illness. You see where it goes? That's where it goes. It goes to a slippery slope. So should we ban trans people from buying guns? That's an interesting question. There's going to be a proposal on it. I want to add this video on top of this. This is a mix of a bunch of different media organizations saying they don't know what this guy's motive was. You know, we have no idea what could have been his motive. And this is a mix Darren McBreen helped me put together. Here it is.
I don't know why this has been a trend lately when it comes to shooters, but immediately you'll see a bunch of accounts online argue that it's a trans problem, that the shooter was trans. A lot of shootings happening all across the country from different demographics, but a lot of the mass shootings are carried out by young white men.
Say demonic. And then it's transgender maniac shoots up Catholic school. You know, they could very easily say time and time again, straight white maniac shoots up Catholic
right.
school.
There's a lot of misinformation circulating right now. This individual, as far as we know, did identify as transgender. However, as we look at the spectrum of mass casualty events in our nation's history, there have been a range of motivations and a range of profiles that have been associated with mass casualty events.
Let's just be very real here. We have too many guns in America. When you have mass shooting investigations so often, there is a pattern. I think police are trying to get after that tonight.
You know, you see obviously some real clues here as to what a motive could be, but they're not saying formally what it is yet.
We don't have a motive at this time.
It's unclear what the motive was.
Again, there's just nothing specific in the evidence that's been recovered.
There's no information, nothing specific to identify a specific motive, but they'll be continuing to talk to people to see if there was a flag, if something may have popped up that they can look into.
There's no clear motive, and that's what we want to know. Was this a revenge shooting because there were prior affiliations to the school? Is this notoriety?
The shooter identified, we are told, as female, legally changed their name from Robert to Robin. There's no connection yet from that to the motive.
I don't believe that how the shooter identifies currently in this investigation right now is of significant importance.
The mayor also calling on people to, quote, stop villainizing the trans community after learning that the suspect, who was born male, identified as female.
Spoke about this so profoundly and powerfully.
I have heard about a whole lot of hate that's being directed at our trans community. Anybody that is going to use this
as an opportunity to villainize our trans community.
This is not the time to jump to conclusions about the shooter, right? What his ideological views might have been, what his own personal situation was.
Hey, look, nobody's villainizing the trans community. Okay, what we're villainizing is people who get guns and go out and shoot people because they're on these weird drugs. And here's Alex Jones telling you about it back in 2013.
The U.S. number one cause of death is suicide now because they give people suicide mass murder pills.
And we're still trying to get a lot of answers to a ton of questions. But the one thing is clear, you are dealing with a person who's trans that was transitioning. Are you going to be examining at all some of the drugs that are used in order to make that transition happening to see if it plays a role? Because we also know there was a trans shooter in the Tennessee situation.
Yeah, we are doing those kind of studies now at NIH. We're launching studies.
We've got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now boogie to the... Now boogie to the...
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. And if you were watching that clip at the end, it didn't quite finish with RFK talking about the black box warnings, but they're there on those drugs, and you can find them. You look them up, and it says may cause homicidal or suicidal thoughts or actions. And that's basically what, you know, these, I think in some way these drugs are doing something to the soul, because you listen to that, the last transgender shooter, Robert, whatever his name was, with that demonic howl as he's going over the guns that he's going to use to shoot at little kids. So I think there's something there where these drugs are going in and cutting off something, maybe to your pineal gland. I don't know, but they're opening a door to bad things to come into your life, and it's not going to help. My guest, Dr. Henry Ely, is a leading health expert, 25 years experience in life healing, arts and sciences, and he is big on the push now. We've been seeing a lot of news coming out of Florida. DeSantis wants to end all vaccine mandates in Florida. That came out yesterday. Also on the same day, the Florida Surgeon General, Joseph Ladapo, said he wants to ban all vaccine mandates in Florida. So there's big talk from some big heavy hitters about banning this. Now, do you want to stop there, or you want to keep going, Dr. Ely?
I want to keep going. And Rob, thanks for having me on. I'm so happy that we're finally having this conversation in our country. And I'm so happy that it's being led in Florida, that they've been really adamant about freedom all throughout the whole COVID fiasco. I read the statement from Joseph. It was brilliant. The tying in of slavery to it, because that's true. When at the last time that the government had a right to tell anyone what to do with their children was during slavery. We ended that whole eugenics era, or so we thought. It just morphed into the whole vaccine issue. And Rob, I got a question for you, if it's okay. You know, have you ever read the vaccine media and excipient summary? Have you even heard of that?
No, I've never even heard of that.
That's the list that the CDC publishes of every ingredient in every vaccine. Let me list a couple of ingredients for you. Just tell me, would you put these, if I put these on a spoon, would you swallow them? Aborted human fetal tissue.
No.
Mercury.
No.
Aluminum.
No.
canine cells.
Ooh. Dog?
Dog, right? It's specifically, I think it's a Cocker Spaniel. But, right, I know, a little cute little Cocker Spaniel, right? Yeah. What about a green monkey kidney cell?
No, that contains SV40, which will probably give me cancer.
You see, we're getting it, right? Yeah. What about this one, Rob? What about formaldehyde?
No, that's where you put the dead things in when you don't want them to rot anymore. You know,
exactly.
Your specimens.
Exactly.
Oh, now, here's check my out favorite. Here's my favorite. Bovine serum. Serum. Yeah.
Hey, do you know how they extract and get that bovine serum out? Have you ever read on this?
I think they don't they liquefy the animal or something. What, I don't know. No.
It's even more like really demonic than that. And I think you're using the right words when you talk about demonic. They will take a calf that's still in the mother's womb in the cow, and they will actually inject a needle in there, and they'll extract the baby's blood while its heart is still beating, and they extract the blood until the heart stops beating. That's how they get their bovine serum. Isn't that ridiculous?
So it's basically aborted cow blood, essentially, is what you're looking
at. Essentially. There is no way to have an objective conversation about vaccines, and that's what Governor DeSantis and Joseph are doing so beautifully.
Yeah.
There's no way to have an objective one until you understand the ingredients. And now we take that one step further, Rob. What most people think is that if somebody is sneezing, they can get sick. But, Rob, haven't you been around sick people before and you didn't get sick?
Right. This is your immune system.
Boom. You got it. It's your immune system that protects you, right? It's not the shots that make you immune. The shots are nothing more than an artificial infection, a challenge to your immune system. And what makes you immune is your God-given immune system. So let's have that conversation about, okay, what do we need to nourish our immune system? The vitamin C, the vitamin D, the vitamin A. What about some minerals throwing in there? What about, I don't know, let's go crazy and talk about some medicinal mushrooms like, I don't know, you know, maitake and reishi and coriolis. I mean, Rob, we have so much information out there to guide us correctly. And what Joseph is talking about, and he's spot on with this, is that mandates are akin to slavery. No government, let alone people who think that if you sneeze on them, you're going to get sick. No government official has a right to tell a free, God-loving American what to put into their bodies. Can a brother get an amen on that one?
I'll give you an amen on that one. And I would like to add to that. We've caught these people lying to us before. We caught them lying all through COVID. It was a lie. Everything was a lie. The cases, the way they tested, the amplifying up the cycles to get more cases. And then they would take, one case and go, oh, we're going to multiply that times 15 because this person was around 15 people. So they're all cases. And people dying with COVID, not from COVID. Most of the people dying had 3+ comorbidities. I mean, it just lie after lie after lie. And then the big lie was that, we've got this vaccine in warp speed and it's going to help you. Just take it. Don't worry about, you know, the kids that are dying, in mass, the athletes that are dying on the field, the newscasters that are collapsing. You know, everybody seems to be people that weren't in the know or didn't get a saline shot. We're dropping dead.
Well, Rob, you're spot on. And I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that tells me that you're informed, you're paying attention, and you're spreading wonderful information, right, throughout the world. You heard about that the death certificates were fraud. Guess which team dropped that first? My team. Peer-reviewed paper in 2020. We caught them red-handed. It was the paper that freed up Scott Jensen. It was the paper that Tom Renz put out there and started filing cases against the PCR on. Mm-hmm. That was my team. I was the lead author on that paper. We were the first one to find and capture that fraud, and how Bill Gates and all of his good club buddies had put this whole fraud, this whole RICO fraud all together. I mean, you know, you got it, Rob. They have lied to us for profit before. They're going to lie to us for profit again. We cannot abide by being a free people in this great nation and abide by mandates of any kind, especially for what goes into and upon our bodies and our children's bodies, right?
Right. No, I totally agree. And especially with the kids, it's super important to protect these kids because, you know, the parents are like, oh, they're told they have to go get these shots. They're required, even though they're not. They're not required. You can get around them. You can get an exemption. But they're told they're required. So the parents are as well, you know, I don't have time to do the research. I don't have time to, you know, I interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny in like 2010. And I was sitting back thinking about that interview a couple days ago, like, wow, all the things she told me about how they even, so this, how do they go, we know this vaccine works. So they go, oh, we get an immune response. Well, how do they get immune response? Well, they stick aluminum in the shot. And when your body's like, hey, why are you injecting aluminum in me? Here's a reaction. They're like, look, it's working. That's their proof.
They are absolutely liars and fraudsters. There is nothing more corrupt in my professional opinion. I've been at this for 25 years. I've been teaching on the horrors of vaccines, just like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's a dear friend of mine. She's spot on. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, spot on these topics, because what they do with their whole process, Rob, is they take a little bit of proof, what they call proof, and it has nothing to do with it. It's always built upon the same lie that if somebody sneezes on you, you can get sick. They never want to talk about nutrition. They never want to talk about the state of health that a person had before they got sick. And they never want to act like a person can recover. And there's a reason for that. If you eliminate the control group, their lies become believable. And that's what we did so well, so many of us, by refusing those damn mRNA shots. We said, no, we're going to be the control group. And they told us, remember way back when, they told us if we didn't get the shot, we were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joe Biden, I'm still here alive and kicking well. And there's a whole bunch of you that aren't. Right.
The dark winter of death and disease, I think is what he called it. As we were coming into 2022, he was like, this is it. You're all going to die. And everybody's like, oh, I don't think so, Joe. You're definitely going to kick the bucket for any of us.
If he hasn't already. Right?
Exactly.
We can't prove that.
So let's get into this push to remove all childhood vaccines in Florida. So this isn't, you're just not going for the mandate. There it is. The warns of the dark winter or the dark winter.
Yeah.
You're just not going for, hey, we don't need to make these required. You're looking to get them out of just like, hey, we're not even doing this in Florida anymore. We're not even going to make this part of our medical model.
I think, and I read through, and I haven't gone through everything, but what I read through so far is encouraging. What Dr. Joseph said is that he is going to do everything within his power to start removing the policies so that their children and adults in workplaces do not need to have a vaccination or proof of a vaccination to be able to work. So that's a great first step. We've also heard that Governor DeSantis is basically saying the line in the sand is now drawn. We are going to have this conversation finally. It's going to start here in Florida, and we are going to find out who is pro-vax and who is pro-freedom. And we need to make sure we couch that argument in those terms. Who is pro-vax, pro-vax mandates, pro-slavery, and who is pro-freedom? Because that's really what's going on right here. You pay a lot of money as a taxpayer. You contribute to our society in a great way. The government does not have the right or the proof to be able to justify restricting your access to what you've already paid for just because you choose not to be a pincushion for the pharmaceutical industry. And yes, I call them the pharmaceutical industry because that's what they've been doing to Americans for 100 plus years, ever since the 1910 Flexner Report. They have been taking over, a hostile takeover of what medicine is supposed to be. Medicine is supposed to be about you as the person making the choice that's right for you and wrong for you, for the family, avoiding the wrong choices, because you have to live with the result of whatever choice you make. If you don't have a choice and the government says in order to access what you already pay for, you have to take an experimental shot that you don't even know what's in it, then you have to deal with the consequences, and nobody has to deal with what happens when you get injured, when you get killed. I work with people, Rob, all around the world, helping them recover from vaccine injuries. And I've been doing it for years, and I've been very successful at it. I'm one of the only doctors in the country that can claim that they have helped people from those Pfizer and Moderna shots recover completely from their shot injuries. Now, this is something we have to teach. And what did we use to get to those places and be able to make those statements? Nutrition, organic nutrition, what God gave us to keep ourselves healthy, happy, and whole. That's what it's all about. That's what we teach. That's what we're going to be teaching at the MyHa version, the Make Yourself Healthy Again version of this iteration of Healing for the Ages in October, October 23rd through 25th. This is what we teach every single day at the Energetic Health Institute. This is what I'm living proof of. This is what all of my students and graduates all around the world are proof of, that nutrition is truly the way and the best way to keep yourself healthy, happy, and whole.
And all that sounds great, and that's the type of advice I've been following, trying to eat good, trying not to keep the processed foods to a very, very small minimum, not even eating out as much because it's hard to control when you're eating out what, you know, what these people are cooking in, you know, because I'm sure everybody's using seed oils because that still seems to be the status quo. But going through, say you're getting somebody in, it's like, hey, I took the vaccine or I've been really sick from COVID. What do I start eating to start dealing with this spike protein that's still being made in my body and still being found 3-4 years later in people's bodies after they got the shots?
Well, that's a great question, Rob. And one of the things that we've been learning over the last several years, the work that Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt and myself, the four docs that make up Healing for the Ages have been learning, is we've been studying these bioweapons and how they all integrate. So it actually nowadays doesn't even begin, Rob, with necessarily food specifically. It begins with getting yourself grounded, making sure that your body is being liberated from the constant bombardment of 5G frequencies. I've proved this using very simple multimeters of what happens on the body as soon as you're grounded. So we have people on grounding mats. We have people, especially at night when they're sleeping, Rob. Hey, Rob, have you seen those images of the dark field microscopy of the blood and it's all getting like clumped together? Have you seen that stuff?
I have seen that. Yeah.
Okay. So around a blood cell is going to have an electrical potential, and that's called a zeta potential. Mm-hmm. Now it's supposed to all be negative around all your red blood cells. And so if you have two red blood cells and they're both negative all around them, they repel each other, right? So far, so good.
Keeps the blood flowing.
Okay. Keeps the blood flowing, right? But when you're getting exposed to all of these 5G frequencies and you have some bioweapons injected into you, right? What happens is they start to clump together because that charge changes. Some of them will be positive, some will be negative. So now they attract and get stuck together. What we've learned is simply 3.5 hours and ideally 4+ hours a day of grounding liberates all of your red blood cells and reestablishes that correct electrical charge on them. So it starts there. Once you get that laid out, and that's why we say set up a grounding sleep system. For anybody listening, if they go to energetichealthinstitute.org, they can get a free gift right in our menu. And one of the free gifts is an EMF guide. It shows you how to set up your grounding sleep system. So when you're sleeping at night, Rob, your body is literally liberated, completely free from all of these signals that are around. And now your body gets to get into a full state of healing. Once you have that going, then we teach people how to clean and purify their tap water because they are definitely releasing bioweapons in the tap water. We've already proven that as well at Healing for the Ages. We teach you how to get all that stuff out and create the most delicious water you've ever had in your life. Now that we have the foundations there, and then we get into your lighting. Rob, do you have LEDs all over your house?
No. In fact, I got rid of all the LEDs. And we put in the old bulbs when we moved into the new house. They even had some of the spiral, they're like CFL bulbs or something. Yeah,
the CFL.
I pulled those out too. I'm like, no, we're not doing this. I don't care. I don't care if it costs money. We're going to have normal lighting in our house.
Bro, can I give you the highest of fives right now? That is amazing there. Great job with that. With the old school bulbs, the incandescent ones, and I have one shining on me right now. The color spectra that they emit is red light.
Right.
And you've probably heard about how awesome red light is, right? Well, what happens with the LED bulbs is they emit some red light depending upon which color tone you purchase, but they also emit blue spikes of light at night. And it's the blue spikes at night that turn on your nervous system to make you start feeling much more anxious. Okay. So when you just go back to the regular old incandescents, or maybe you have some candles around your house, you're exposing yourself only to red light at night. And now that calms your whole body and everything in your body around gets ready to heal while you're sleeping. So you get your grounding together, you get your water together because your body is 2/3 to 3/4 water, mm-hmm. and you get your light together. And what happens is now we can have a conversation about which supplements, which nutrients, which organic foods are going to be the most beneficial that are going to really benefit. But if you start buying all these supplements and everything and you haven't taken care of those basics, then you're only going to realize a fraction of those supplements' healing potential. And we want people to realize all of it. Your body is designed to heal. Your body was made by God to design and designed to heal. And we show you how to do it at Healing for the Ages and at the Energetic Health Institute.
Well, let's pull up your website real quick. Where do people go to start their journey and learning about this?
You know, I would send them to energetichealthinstitute.org mm-hmm. and just start there. Now, do you see in that far right corner in the upper part right there where it says free gifts?
Free gift.
If you hit that little down arrow right there, do you see that free EMF guide right there at the bottom, right? You can get that for free. We have videos and show you how to do it. That's how important it is that you'd get this.
All and that's you gotta your do step one, up. Right? You gotta free yourself of the EMF.
There.
Yeah.
Start right there. Second thing I'd do, Rob, is I'd go and get the next free guide, which is on water, and get that water cleansing guide and get yourself set up. It takes only 15 minutes a day to have the most delicious water, the healthiest, cleanest water that you can ever create. It's all I drink. It's all I cook with. That's all I make my teas with and everything. And it's so simple. That's what's so fun about it. These are simple solutions that completely eradicate the major portions of their bioweapons. You get that stuff out. Now we can talk about foods. Now we can talk about nutrients because your body's in the right state to start healing, to do what God designed your body to do.
And there we see it right there. Learn how to make your home-brewed holy water. We have the power to flip the script. Three-stage purification strategy. So you're not just stripping the crap out of your water. You're turning it into the elixir of life. So you have a three-stage process. It looks like you're filtering it, and then from the filter, you're going into something else, it looks like. You got your drip filter, like what right. we've been drinking out of in my house for years.
Right. So most people have those gravity filters, and that's what we did, all the docs did at Healing for the Ages. We were like, okay, most people have a gravity filter, a Berkey, you know, something like that, Alexa Pure, right? But that's not enough. It's a good start, but not enough. So we learned that you had to put a little touch of food grade hydrogen peroxide in the water and let the water be in the sunlight first, kill any living microorganisms, get that stuff out. Then you filter it through your gravity filter. And then after that, Rob, you put it in a distiller and that completely zeroes the water out. Easy to prove. I'm a big guy. I test everything. I don't just say something. I make sure we can prove it and prove it over and over and over again. We've proven this over and over and over again. And now at that point, the water zeroed out. You can structure it. You can put it through any of your special devices. You could add some more minerals back to it if you want. You can do any of a variety of things because now the water is ready to be healing for your body. And to me, that's what it's all about.
Do you ever add any salts or anything like a Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt to your water?
You totally can. It's a process called Sole, where people will say after you've cleaned your water and distilled it, put a little bit of the Himalayan salt in and then put the water back out in the sun. And if you listen to the great work of like Dr. Gerald Pollack, who will be one of our speakers out at the Healing for the Ages conference this October, the water, because you've put a mineral in it, it start and some sunlight hitting it. The water starts to structure itself. And why is that important? Because when water structures itself, Rob, when you bring that structured water into your body, it dramatically improves cell communication within your body. It turns on another level of healing potential that is already living within you.
Huh. So it's almost like making sun tea, I guess, but with a few more steps. Go ahead, plug right. your event again as we go out to break so people can go check it out. Check out the energetichealthinstitute.org for more information, but go ahead and plug your event one more time.
So this fall, October 23rd through 25th, healingfortheages.com, we have an incredible event. Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dr. Schmidt, and myself, plus a whole bunch of our friends, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be teaching with us as well. You get an opportunity to Maiha, to make yourself healthy again. Your government has never in the history of its existence made anything healthy. You have to take the responsibility for yourself, and you can do that with us at healingfortheages.com.
All right, guys, check that out. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Ely. Appreciate your all your work, and we will see you again soon.
The last 5 years, I've had all these scientists on promoting spike protein detoxes that have saved so many people and done all this. And finally, we're like, hey, we better do our own. Let's make the best. We take the two best-selling ones, combine the two with stuff that the government tried to ban so people would die. And yeah, we're selling stuff that really works. Tell us about Ultimate Life Force. It's a horse pill. I take it a few times a year as a detox. So good for cardiovascular. Just one of the ingredients in this alone is on record a game changer they tried to ban. Right. This is so important.
N-acetylcysteine, better known as NAC, was widely available pre-pandemic, but during the pandemic, during COVID, they took it off Amazon because it was too powerful. Too many people were getting well from it. They say, okay, this isn't a supplement. This is a drug. Now, we're not making that claim this is a supplement, but it is a supplement that is so powerful it could be used and compared to something like that.
And what is NAC?
N-acetylcysteine is the main precursor to your body's master antioxidant, glutathione, right? Glutathione is what your body uses to detoxify everything. But most importantly, your lungs. NAC reduces lung mucus and is incredibly powerful. This is rocket fuel. This is the gasoline. This is the fuel you need to make the glutathione. But more importantly, even than that almost, I was taking a look at Ultimate Life Force, and I forget about these things. These things are something that they wanted to ban even more. The natokinase and the serapeptase, those are compounds that go in and break down blood clots and scar tissue and inorganic things in the body. That's for the spike protein. The cool thing is everybody, every human can get healthy. It just takes different specific steps to get healthy. And that's why becoming knowledgeable about...
Well, that's like breeds of cows. They're like, these cows can handle the heat. These cows can't. These cows can handle cold. They can't. These dogs can handle this. These can't. We're all dogs. We're all cows. We're all the same species, but there's certain things each group can't handle.
No, 100%. I agree with that. And it's so key. I mean, the reason why Methylene Blue has just been such an incredible hit to the audience and to the supporters, listeners, to us, everyone, is because, well, like, we really feel the effect, you know?
It's like the Garden of Eden. God made all these things to work together.
It's all there. The information's readily
available. No, it's absolutely incredible. These are great products. They fund the operation. And, folks, it's common sense. Go get them. TheAlexShowStore.com. Get the bovine colostrum, get the methyl drive, get the power plant, get the methylene blue, get it all.
What's cool about supplements, at least to me, is you're able to look at these different genetic groups, and then you can go, okay, they need help with this one thing, we got a compound for that.
All we did was go out with the top selling products of all the studies and just combine them together.
100%. And I mean, you look at this product, the NAC alone makes it worth buying, but you've got four or five other things in there directly targeted to addressing COVID and long COVID.
People say, well, I don't have COVID right now. The point is it's good for you, period.
100%. We've all got scar tissue in us. We've all got issues. We've all got these inorganic compounds, these microplastics. We look at something like Ultimate Life Force, it might be able to address some of those situations. You look at this, you look at the other products we're offering you, it's kind of hard to do an individual pitch for them because they're all so amazing. It's incredible. We make this stuff for you and for ourselves. Everyone at the InfoWars office is gobbling these supplements left and right. That's why I made these, is so I could take them.
And then you designed it to go with our Ultra Methylene Blue.
Absolutely. That's the key. Before any, like, man or woman, young and old, if you're on Methylene Blue, you got to take it.
Everybody loves the formulas, and I've noticed if I take both together, the energy is totally insane. Each one is very strong on its own.
Methyl Drive is something that every person in the country should take. This is something so powerful they tried to ban it.
So the Methylene Blue is like the engine and gasoline. These products together is a nitrous oxide.
Exactly. It turbocharges.
Of truth, Rob Dew is on the air. This is War Room.
Bottom of the hour of the second hour of the War Room. Thank you for joining me. I'm Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z, and You say something stupid, I'll probably call you a retard. Where do I begin? I've got a chemtrail documentary coming out. I've got Joy Reid and Katie Fang saying that Trump was faking his assassination attempt. I've got Trump slams Rosie O'Donnell giving serious thought to taking away citizenship. She just posted this funny. Get that picture ready for that tweet, because I'll read the tweet and you guys have to see this picture. This is like, poor Rosie. You know, she was doing good when she was just like the kind of lesbian comedian, funny fat lady. And now she just, I don't know. She's gone. That's what happens though. That's what happens with Trump derangement syndrome. But let's start off. She's been on the show many times. Air Force veteran and whistleblower Christian Megan is featured in the film, a new documentary called Climate Trails, which will be featured on Prime Video. So here it is. We're starting to see, you know, people piercing through the veil. I wonder what these climate trails are. I mean, I don't call them climate trails. I call them chemtrails. But here's the trailer for the documentary.
When the threats started coming, I realized I needed to leave. And again, I had no plan. I had no job. I was very scared. And I came out in a time that I knew, regardless of what happened to me, I was going to be on the right side of history.
You can no longer call something a conspiracy theory when Harvard, Bill Gates, and the CIA director are all calling for these programs to start.
We have barium and strontium and aluminum and nanoparticles. I think some of these technically incompetent politicians don't understand what a nanoparticle is.
Don't you want to breathe clean air?
What I do see is massive evidence that we are exposed to an immense chemical soup of man-made poisons.
It's going into our water supply, it's going into our nose, it's going into our mouth, it's settling on our skin.
If you just take the time to look up, it becomes undeniable.
We the people have not consented to being test subjects.
Your own government's doing it.
They're spraying us like bugs, like cockroaches.
That doesn't raise any flags? That doesn't make you think? Scratch your head? What's going on?
Poof! There's all the aluminum over this concentrated area.
You have everyone looking up at the sky. I mean, it's literally over our heads.
Doesn't exist, conspiracy theorist. This is the normal jet contrail. Joe Rogan even disproved it.
And there it is. Soon you'll be able to get it on Prime Video. You know, this is funny because I've been filming chemtrails and the planes and the time lapse of the poofs as they spread out. I've been doing that for probably before I had an iPhone, because I had this flip camera thing that had a waterproof casing in it. And we would go, you know, out skiing or whatever back a long time ago. And there I am. I'm not shooting a skiing. I'm shooting the chemtrails going overhead. So I've been into this. I know it's been BS for a long time, all the excuses they leave. And we have, you know, former CIA director John Brennan talking about stratospheric aerosol injections. We've had Bill Gates talking about it. If we could just put these sulfur particles in the air, we could block the sun. You know, so I guess maybe the lizard people can come out and into the sunlight, or into the dim light, I guess is what it is, the great dimming. Because they want to dim the world by like 10-15%. And what's that going to do? Oh, that's just going to kill all plant life. That's all. No big deal. You know, don't worry about it. So check that out. Kristen Megan, been on the show many times. Great American. I think what she was looking at one point, they had a bunch of chemicals that she was looking at. And she's like, where are these chemicals coming in here? Where are they going? And that got her talking about it. But she does her story very well, and I'm sure it's going to be a great documentary. It's good to see people are making documentaries about this, and it's not just InfoWars having to do it all. Because it used to be just us, the lone voice in the wilderness, screaming about this stuff. Okay, let's go to this clip. This was kind of funny when I watched it this morning. This is Joy Reid. I guess she's unemployed now at this point. She says the assassinated attempt in Butler, PA was faked. So I guess in addition to nicking Trump's ear and shooting a firefighter in the head and a couple other people getting shot, I guess those are fake bullets. I don't know, but here she is with Katie Fang. And, you know, it's funny that these people are now considered the conspiracy theorists and the ones, you know, kind of reinventing history. But, you know, so I guess Trump was in control of the Secret Service at the time, and he had him stand down even though he wasn't president. And he was able to get the body of the dead victim. He scrubbed the roof. He had the FBI come scrub the roof because the FBI loves Trump, right? Yeah. Scrub the roof down, take the body and cremate it immediately without anybody being able to really look at it. Oh, yeah. Trump did all that. And he had the Secret Service agents apply blood to his ear. Yeah. That's what we believe. Well, let's watch some discourse of individuals who are not really thinking correctly. Here it is.
He's got these magical doctors who claim that he was shot in the ear, but his ear, I guess, grew back. He had a Duplo bandage on one minute, no bandage the next. We can't get a medical record from this alleged assassination. He was supposedly shot. We have nothing. We've got nothing.
Where are the investigative records? One day he slapped his maxi pad on his ear. The next day the ear is totally fine.
It's fine. And I remember being in mainstream media where we both used to work saying, isn't it odd that we've never asked for his medical records? And I got in trouble for that. Right? So you're not allowed to even say, isn't that weird? We have more records. I know more about the attempted Ford assassination, President Ford, than I do about Donald Trump. And the Gerald Ford thing happened when I was a child, right? And they put out more information almost immediately. We knew almost immediately almost everything about Kennedy's assassination. I know more about McKinley's assassination than I do about this attempt to assassinate Trump when he was a presidential candidate. We're getting nothing. And the mainstream media isn't demanding his medical records. They're not demanding anything. They're terrified of this man. And now that the people are speculating that he might have died, we only get that online. But mainstream media is acting like everything's fine. He seems fine to me.
Yeah. Oh, look. There's the blood running down the slanted roof. Look where the gun is. I guess they probably came up and moved the gun. And the next day, the FBI was spraying the roof down. We're not even sure if that's Thomas Crooks. We're not even sure if that's the guy. There was speculation that it was another person. There he is walking up on the roof. The police, nobody's up there because it's a slanted roof and we don't want our agents walking on a slanted roof. There he is getting ready for his shot. But no, Trump did this. Trump planned this all out. And the kid's parents were like these, psychologists in the Western Pennsylvania area. He's got a rangefinder. Secret Service is taking pictures of him. You know, who cares? Yeah, they said he had bombs in his car. He was parked next to, I think, a propane or a gas line. So when he blew the bombs, that was supposed to be the kickoff. I mean, a lot of weird stuff. Sure, I'll say there's a lot of weird things. How come we know more about Robin, whatever his name was, Westman? Robin Westman than we do about Thomas Crooks. How come when they went to Thomas Crooks' house, there's no silverware in the drawers? There's nothing there. We don't know anything about this. And yeah, I would like to see some more information about that. I had an article. It's from a couple days ago, but I hadn't talked about it. But it was, the guy in Florida. He's challenged Trump to a round of golf. Here it is. Trump shooting suspect offers a round of golf to settle the case, calls president a baboon in deranged filing. Ryan Wesley Roth filed a deranged motion requesting strippers and putting green for his imagined extravaganza. and putting green. So he wants strippers and a putting green just days before his round was due to open. A round of golf with a racist pig. He wins, he can execute me. I win, I get his job. Ruth wrote a motion filed on Tuesday. The 59-year-old's motion comes. He faces life in prison on charge of attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate and assaulting a federal officer. We don't know anything about this guy. And here's the interesting part. A lot of the information that they wanted to come out, they're like, oh, no, this is top secret. This is national security. He's got a bunch of, so it's like, we're not going to get any information about him. But these were all, Trump wasn't in charge of the government then. It was the Biden administration. So why didn't they put any of this information out? Why didn't they get to the bottom of it? Why didn't they offer transparency? He also requested new housing arrangements, specifically a far-off quiet room where he can access documents related to his case, as well as phone visitation rights and email access and a typewriter and female strippers. I mean, it just gets weirder and weirder. But yeah, no, we haven't seen much information coming out about that. Oh, boy. I guess it's time for this, and then I'm going to give a little piece of advice. I meant to read this yesterday with Joe Biggs. Guys, we're going to go to this TikTok creature, and I don't want to make fun of people. I'm actually going to give her some life advice. The Pierce TikTok sad troll clip 31. So let's see if we can figure out why she's sad, because that's the thing. You got to act like you're sad on the internet so people will say, oh, help, offer some help and do this and encouragement. But, you know, can we help this person? Can we help her? InfoWars community. Here we go.
I'm a mess. I'm not doing good at all today. I'm, like, really angry and splitting so much. And I'm just, like, I want to go back to bed, but I have to work because there's some, like, money I need to make. And I have a horrible headache. And I just can't stop splitting. And if you're familiar with splitting, it's basically like getting angry at people and like not being able to control it and stuff like that. So yeah, I don't know the exact definition of splitting, but I could tell I'm doing it right now. I also just realized I haven't taken my meds in like 2 days. So, you know, that could be contributing to this also. I'm just like, I literally don't know what to do. Anything I put on like.
Well, I would recommend she goes to energetichealthinstitute.org and maybe start grounding and drinking some clean water. Take the bull ring out of your nose so you can breathe. That's probably why you're splitting, because you're not getting enough oxygen into your head. I wonder where this person works at. It's a defense mechanism where an individual perceives people, oneself, or situations in black and white extremes, either all good or all bad, no middle ground. Okay. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Yeah. This poor creature. It's sad. And our society, well, at least a segment of our society has told people, hey, you know, you're not the best looking person. You're a little overweight. Become a human pincushion, and that's going to solve your problems. And it's not. It's going to make people alienate you. Unless you find your own tribe of, you know, split people. And, you know, drink clean water, go breathe fresh air, exercise, go walk around. Walk a mile a day. And stop succumbing to this. And go have fun. Which brings me to this. I read this, and I want to share this with the good people out there watching the war room today. And we're going to read this twice. We're going to read it one way, and then we're going to read it the other way. So, guys, if y'all could put the dot cam right here. Laziness kills ambition. Anger kills wisdom. Fear kills dreams. Ego kills growth. Jealousy kills peace. Doubt kills confidence. Now read it right to left. Confidence kills doubt. Peace kills jealousy. Growth kills ego. Dreams kill fear. Wisdom kills anger. Ambition kills laziness. So the inverse of all the things that that turn you into this troll type person, all you have to do is the inverse of that, and you can bring yourself out of it. And this is for all those people going through funks. You know, stuff's not going right, whatever. Hey, if you make it to the next day, you're going to be fine. Show note, next segment, Chris, I'm going to be out of here. Christy Lee's coming in, loaded for bear, and I'm going to let her take over the last hour. I think we were thinking about co-hosting, but yeah, I'm just going to let her take over. Got another article here. This is some bombshell revelation here from The Atlantic. The marriage effect. A common narrative has it that commitment and motherhood makes women unhappy. New data suggests the opposite is true, guys. We have new data. Did you? Can y'all believe that back there? I'll talk to the crew here. Can y'all believe that this is new data? I've never heard of this. Like, actually getting married and having kids is like going to make you a more stable person. Oh my God. Wow. No. See, what's happening is the mind control talking points that places like The Atlantic put out that, oh, you need to be a woman in charge of your life. You need to be having your own job. You need to kick the man to the curb. You need to get a divorce. Oh, wait. All that advice we've been giving to women, that's actually the opposite is true. Get married. Have kids. Grow a family. I saw an amazing video, and it was like two people fell in love, and now it's their 50th anniversary. They had 14 kids, and they've got an ungodly amount of grandchildren and a couple great-grandchildren on the way. I mean, huge family. And it says at the end, all because two people fell in love. 14 kids. That's hardcore. I got four, and that's enough, and I love them. They're great. But that's what it's all about right there. Going out, hanging out with your family, having fun with them, doing things. Let's go to this. We got a video to go with this. It's Dana Bash. But CNN says top Democrats worried Trump will cancel elections to keep his hold on power. Oh, remember when he said that? He was with Zelensky. He's like, oh, maybe I'm in a war and I cancel the elections like what you're doing. And we're not calling you a dictator. We're calling you a democracy, even though you're not holding elections because you're in a war that we won't stop funding. So here's Dana Bash freaking out about it.
Governors Gavin Newsom and J.B. Pritzker are two closely watched Democrats who may run for president in 2028. Both are increasingly sounding the alarm that a free and fair election may not even happen.
People actually think this guy's serious about having another election. You think he's joking about 2028? I'm not calm, and I'm not going to submit myself to niceties. Not when this guy is trying to wreck our goddamn country.
He'd like to stop the elections in 2026 or, frankly, take control of those elections. He'll just claim that there's some problem with an election, and then he's got troops on the ground that can take control.
Let's talk about all of this with Dan Pfeiffer, a former senior advisor to President Obama, currently a co-host of Pod Save America and author of Message Box on Substack. Thanks for being here, Dan. I want to start with what J.B. Pritzker said, because this is the thing that I hear most from Democrats, which is just the first election nationally that we're going to see, the midterms, and that is, how do we know that they're not going to be messed with? I mean, it's the kind of thing that we heard on the Republican side, pushed by Donald Trump, erroneously going into 2020 and others. But I haven't heard Democrats this concerned. Talk about the ecosystem and versus the reality that's driving that.
Oh, we don't even get to hear the podcaster's answer. But you could see the fear on their faces. No more kings. King Trump. Trump's not going to want this job at the end of his term. He's done. And, you know, he's got a lot more work to do. He's not even a year in yet. So we got a long, long way to go. Got a couple more news articles. Kremlin blasts unacceptable Western plan for Ukraine security guarantees. There will be no international post-conflict security zone in any format, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Maria Zarkova says. So they want a multinational kind of, what do they call it, a post-conflict security force to be there. And now Russia's saying, no, they don't want that. What we've been trying to do with these mineral deals is to bring our corporations in to areas and say, look, now we have American companies doing business. Russians, don't attack these, or that's going to be an attack on us and you're going to have a big problem. You know, Putin, you see the plane flying overhead? See the bomber? See what we just did to Iran? And they're saying, oh, no, and Russia's saying no. So this thing doesn't look like it's going to, and I think Russia's happy with it going because they're just taking more land as it goes. They're taking more land. And Europe, by continuing to fund this and by us continuing to fund this, is only continuing the war and the continuing the killing of people. So the military-industrial complex is winning out of this one. They just get to keep selling guns, get to keep selling planes, missiles, and bombs. Rockets. This is a long article on InfoWars. Netanyahu declares war on free speech as Israel's propaganda efforts falter. An historic shift shows bipartisan discontent with the endless U.S. support for a regime that starves children, bombs churches, and attempts to censor reporting the truth. And Netanyahu has called for a censorship of online media to combat the global outrage of Israel's actions. That's only going to make it worse, Benjamin. You need to stop what you're doing and let people get back to their lives. And I tell you what, the Gazans would do good by kicking out their supposed government that they supposedly elected. Because as long as Hamas is there, they're going to keep bombing. And they're going to say, we're being attacked. All right, let's go to this final story. Trump slams Rosie O'Donnell, giving serious thoughts of taking away citizenship. Guys, if y'all can pull up this tweet. As previously mentioned, we are giving serious thoughts to taking away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. She is not a great American and, in my opinion, is incapable of doing so. So she's already moved, by the way. The official White House reiterated his sentiments, posting incapable of doing so. So I doubt the fact that he is going to take away her citizenship. It's really hard to do that, to revoke somebody's citizenship. I think he's just messing with Rosie because, well, she gets on and says a bunch of dumb stuff. She hates Trump. Probably used to be his friend, though. Was probably his friend when he was a Democrat. But, you know, when you stop, when you walk off the Democrat plantation, that's it. They all have to pull their swords out. Yeah. She's a threat to humanity and should... It should remain in the wonderful country of Ireland if they want her. God bless America. The feud stems back to 2006 when Rosie criticized Trump while co-hosting The View, to which Trump hit back, calling her disgusting both inside and out. So this is a long-standing feud. It's been going for a while. It's never going to end. And before we go to break and bring on Christy Lee, I just want to remind everyone we have the Total War fundraiser sale. You buy a $100 war bond, you get a cool piece of art mailed to you, and then it gives you $110 in store credit. Plus 25% off on all apparel and 40% off all knives and silver coins. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. It supports everything we're doing. And Christy Lee is coming up next. Info, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for supporting.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
I didn't know he was taking our ultramethylene blue, so I said, oh, with all our guests, we asked him to take it, and you just gave me your brief testimony, so I would look, because I mean, this isn't BS. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. takes it. It's good for your cells. If you're on SSRIs, you can't take it. It's very serious. We have the strongest, and it funds this operation. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Medical grade, USP grade, the best. Ultramethylene blue. So you started giving me your testimony saying you love it. I said, hold on. I don't want to know. I want you to tell people on air, William. So when did you get it? What was the effect?
So I've been a health nut, people call me, all my life.
Well, you look super young for your age. So.
And so I thank God that I've been healthy. And when I take most supplements, a lot of people say, oh, you'll feel, you know, this big surge. And normally I don't. I just think, okay, I'm doing something right for my body and for my brain. And with methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy. It helps me I keep a lot of late hours. I'm talking to people over in Europe or over in other continents. And so my biorhythms get all messed up. And so it really helps me with my sleep. And
well, be honest, though, because you're saying your doctors, others told you to do it, just like mine did 6 years ago. I got it, USP. Didn't really have the effect. My wife liked it, so she's been on it. We tried different brands. This one, I'm not trying to differentiate. It's just true. It's been way stronger for me. If you do have other brands you took that are as good or better, I want to know, because if there's something better, we'll go with them.
I haven't found anything better.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, everybody. Christy Lee here on InfoWars. I've made a return, and, you know, it's just been so boring around here, right? You know, why not throw me in the mix? So, normally when I come on here, my thing was always, if you've seen me in the past, my thing was always having a verse of the day, like to keep everything grounded. I think we could certainly stand to be grounded right now. You know, when things are messy, we want to ground ourselves in God's word. And so I chose Ephesians 6:12 for today because, man, there's conflict everywhere, conflict in the news, conflict everywhere, right? And we need to remember that we have a common enemy. And our common enemy is very real. The spiritual world is very real. And so I chose Ephesians 6:12, which states, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Which camera? Oh, there I am. Like, I don't see any lights. Which camera? There's so many cameras in here. I don't remember this setup. So let me get back into the swing of things. This is the camera right now. Okay, great. Now I know what I'm looking at. So ahead, I have my colleague and my friend, Emerald Robinson, that's going to be joining us. She's going to break down some really weird ties with Venezuela. Obviously, there's been a lot of news coming out about tensions running higher and higher, and even that alleged attack, if you want to call it, on a Trende Aragua boat. And so we're going to cover that and how that relates to election security. Emerald is very passionate, and now I am as well, about election security. I'm sure all of us are at this point. We should be, right? So she's going to be joining me later. But in the meantime, I just wanted to catch up with you. You know, I've been a little bit busy over these past couple years, back-to-back pregnancies. Wasn't exactly planned out that way, but I am so blessed to be part of this process where we're celebrating life, where we're celebrating big families and being fruitful and multiplying. And so we, John and I, we took that seriously, and then we got two out one right after the other. If we have pictures, I can show you the latest pictures. I just found the two most recent pretty much in my camera roll there. If you have those ready, do you guys have those? Not hearing. Well, maybe we'll bring those up later. But yeah, Johnny Mae, she's about to be two, and Caleb is going to be 9 months here pretty soon. So it's been a very wild ride having the babies and the teens, and now a young adult. My oldest just turned 18. So our house is a little bit crazy with all ends of the spectrum, with the "I'm an adult now" phase, along with a baby that is still sleeping. Oh, there he is. There's my baby that still sleeps in the bedroom with us as he's still nursing. He's about to turn 9 months. So I got a 9 month and then a young adult, and then I got my boys that are teens, which is wild. So anybody else that's dealing with all ends of the spectrum and the chaos that goes with that, reach out, give me support, give me advice. Here's my Johnny Mae. She is wild one, obviously, very happy baby. And so that's what's been keeping me busy, along with a daily show on Lindell TV. We all know and love our pillow guy, Mike Lindell. And so he's been building his presence there in D.C. Just had a meeting there in the White House the other day. So he's been relentlessly pursuing election security and keeping that at the forefront. I mean, we have our midterms coming up. We have to be able to trust them. And so he's been doing that. So I'm going to be diving in with Emerald here in a bit. Also going to be giving you a peek of trying to infiltrate the newsrooms. That's coming up next as well. And let's just spend some time together, catch up. I'm so happy to be here back in the studio. I love the InfoWars family. It is so easy to work with these guys. They do not get enough credit back there. They are on it. They always have all of the assets, all of the visuals at the ready, and it's just such a joy and a pleasure to work with these guys. I'm so happy to be visiting here at the InfoWars studio. So join me. It's like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Come on, everybody, come in. Let's have some fun. All right, I'll be on the other side.
Got 25% off store-wide for all apparel, but we've decided this week to sweeten the deal by giving you buy one, get one 50% off for either the Shilajit Complex capsules or the Shilajit gummy. These gummies are delicious. They boost your testosterone, your vitality, and so much more. I take them every single day, and I've noticed a marked difference in my life. It doesn't stop there. We've got buy one, get one 50% off for Atomic Defense as well. This is designed using ingredients that have been used for thousands of years to boost immune support. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now. It doesn't stop there. We are officially launching the Alex Jones War Bonds. You'll see here that there's a code right there. You can pause it. The first person to use this code does get $110 on the store. The way it works is you pay $100, you get this mailed to you. It comes with a custom code that will allow you to get $110 in store credit to the store. So pause it. First person to use this code gets $110, and make sure you show your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Unveiling the truth behind the globalist curtain. Welcome to the War Room.
Hey, welcome back to the War Room. Christy Lee guest hosting today. I am very familiar with InfoWars. Been a fan. My mother is the OG fan of InfoWars. She tried and tried to get me to tune in back when I was a propaganda puppet for legacy media, and I was always like, Mom, I don't have time. I have to do actual news. I can't look at these conspiracy theories all the time. But obviously I woke up and tuned in and became a fan of Alex Jones myself. And it's so important to search for the truth. You know, I mean, that's biblical too. There's the group of people called the Bereans in the Bible, and their whole thing was searching, constantly testing everything against God's word. And I think we're called to do that with everything that's thrown out our way when it comes to knowledge and info, because it is an info war. And so we need to test everything. We have to question everything. And that's what's really sad, is because I've been a journalist now for more than 20 years, which I'm aging myself, but, that curiosity, it's clearly gone with the puppets out there that say that they're bringing you the news. It's just like, why don't they dig deeper? Why don't they have a curiosity about them? Before I bring Emerald in, I just wanted to go over something that I do, a little hobby of mine. I've managed to stay in some of these, and maybe Emerald can speak to this when I bring her in, but I've managed to stay in some of these Facebook groups that I was in. So when you're in news, it's actually a small world. Like, people tend to know other people in different markets. It's kind of like a small little elite club that you're in, and you ask each other for advice, you complain. News has gotten a lot tougher when it comes to, like, now you have to hold the camera, you have to find an interview, you have to set up your live shot. I mean, they expect you to do your social media. They expect, so there is reason to complain. They expect you to do all these things. So of course these new reporters, these green reporters, don't have time necessarily to find the best interviews or really dig deep because they're expected to do all of this other clerical stuff. So I feel for them in that regard. But sometimes I like to look into those groups just to see how bad the bias is, or, you know, how, what they're saying about and trying to, how they're trying to justify putting propaganda out there. So if we could bring up some of those screenshots, I'm not positive they're in order, so this might be a little weird, but if we could start to bring up some of those, I wanted to show you what I'm seeing in there. I'm gonna just wait for you guys to bring up the first one here, or see if I can pull up one. I did cross off like names and stuff because I'm not trying to expose the groups or the specific names, but so this person, they posted, do we have those shots, guys? Oh, okay. They're pulling them up. Okay. So I'm just going to read the first post. She says, my co-anchor and I are struggling with our producer for the early shows bad. He made it very clear in the past he supports Trump and voted for him, but now he's calling packages about things Trump is doing biased and slanted. These are packages from our station's Washington correspondents. Today we got into it. And so it goes on and on. And then you can see the responses. Bring in your ND, GM, and HR. And then somebody else says, go to management for sure. Here's another one. This isn't just a difference of political opinion. This is your colleague refusing to do their job. So this is actually something you would actually want to happen in a newsroom, is to challenge how things are written and to check each other's work to make sure it doesn't sound biased, that it's not leaning. But they're all having a conniption fit with each other, saying he should be reported to HR. And let's see, here's another one. I would bring your news director into the HR and them both together use words like creating a hostile work environment and how this makes you feel uncomfortable and unsafe. This needs to be handled. Because again, the original post is about someone saying that I feel like these packages, they're too slanted. They're also negative against Trump. And so they're all freaking out about it. Here's another one, on another Facebook group, a very sad day for America. And of course they post a link to Corporation for Public Broadcasting to shut down after being defunded by Congress, targeted by Trump. And then here, this was funny because I hadn't done this in a while. And so I went into one of these groups, I was scrolling through, seeing what kinds of things were being talked about. And then I found this one. 7/19/25, ethics question. In context of the Epstein drama, under what ethical guidelines are media outlets using Alex Jones as a legitimate soundbite? Has everyone sunk to pro wrestling standards and practices? And then of course the replies, to be pro Trump and suddenly not is relevant. Depends on why they're using his sound. Plus, he's very much an influencer who is currently grifting off MAGA people. So, like his opinion or not, the matter is sort of relevant. So there's somebody defending it. And then another news person, nothing ethical about that or him. Here's the one that was actually good. So I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Now, this is what this person said. He said, well, the guy has conducted a long-form interview with Trump. So there's that. As another comment iterated, it's substantial that he was an extremely pro-Trump guy for more than a decade, and now apparently because this person's not taking what other people are saying as fact, which is great. He says isn't on this issue. It depends on why and how you're using the soundbite. Just because he's had legal problems in the past related to something he said on an entirely different topic does not mean he is shunned from ever being heard again. We may not personally like or agree with all the things the guy says, but he does have an influence and relevance. I feel like a lot of times as a journalist, we get this idea in our head that if we don't like a person, we will just refuse to give them any sort of airtime, even in reference to things they're saying. Hence CNN just straight up censoring speeches and things the president has said in his official capacity. So that was like refreshing to see. Okay, like at least one person out of all these people currently in the legacy media is saying like, yeah, we sometimes, that's giving the full story, is hearing from people we don't like at the same time. So with that, Emerald, welcome in. Thanks for coming in. I wanted to get your opinion on those little groups where there are support systems, but they're also constantly bashing Trump, as yet they call themselves news professionals. Any of that surprise you?
Oh, no. And I still alert, too. I lurk. I don't talk in those groups because if I did, they automatically kick me out because I made the mistake of like accidentally liking or like, you know, hitting a comment and they kicked me out. They're like, oh my gosh, she's in here.
I don't think they're going to be watching InfoWars, but like, I guess I'll know if I'm kicked out of these groups tomorrow, right?
Right. Maybe some of them are also covertly like watching InfoWars. That's a good, I know they do actually do that because I've said things on, you know, my show when you think they're not watching and then it'll come up in their news stories. And I mean, they are assigned to us too, right? In this, not propaganda media space. We are the counter narrative, which was, you know, one of your other show titles. And so they have to watch us to know how to craft their reporting. But you know what? Actually, Chrissy Lee, I was a little bit encouraged because you brought up the one guy who was the GM or whatever, the station, or I can't remember exactly what you said, but he was in leadership and he was pro-Trump. That's pretty rare. And for him to even reveal that, is sort of surprising because it is such an industry dominated by liberals, in the corporate media, whether it be at the local level or, you know, at the national level. And it made me laugh when they said, but our Washington correspondents are sending these packages. Like the Washington correspondents are so unbiased. Let me tell you, one thing I learned very quickly in sitting in those rooms is that A, they're extremely biased either for gain because they know that's the only way they're going to get ahead, or they're just ideologically so aligned. They're just, you know, straight up communist and Marxist, or they're just dumb. I found that out too. But they're just also not very impressive people. Never would I now say, but somebody in Washington is saying this in the Washington Press Corps because they were not impressive people. And you know, another thing to say something about what you just said. I love that you highlighted Ephesians 6:12. That's one of my verses that I live by. And it became more relevant for me even when I did become a journalist in Washington, D.C. Because, yeah, man, did that ever become apparent? I was like, whoa, we are really not fighting against flesh and blood when I moved into covering Congress and the White House.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love that.
And I mean, yeah, I mean, kudos to you for surviving. I mean, I survived mainstream news, if you will, but you survived. You were in the swamp. You were a DC correspondent. I'm sure many of you already know that, but, Emerald was there in DC with the Swampies, and I found it so fascinating when you were like bringing us behind the curtain of what that was like. And you were saying that some people were like, well, don't you want to, you know, work at CNN? Like, don't you want to rise from this position? I believe you were at Newsmax or OAN at the time.
Well, they started asking me when I was at One America. Okay. So I remember this one colleague specifically, and ironically, she's never made it to a network television gig, which is what she's always hoped for. And she's, you know, she's totally parroted whatever Democrat or deep state talking point they've ever wanted her to parrot, and yet she's not made it. But she in particular would ask me when I was at One America, it started out with CBS. Don't you ever want to work at CBS? If you keep covering these stories or you keep asking these questions, you're not going to get that. And I mean, there were some correspondents at CBS who were trying to get me in at the bureau over there, but that was never my goal. I didn't want to go somewhere where I'd be stifled. And then it became, by the time I moved to Newsmax, it became, and I'd already talked to Fox at this point, and they'd already decided I wasn't a fit for them by the time I went to, you know, I had been talking to Newsmax and Fox at the same time, but it definitely wasn't going to work out with Fox. They became, well, you're never going to get to work for Fox if you ask these questions, because Fox is in the tank as well. They pretend that they're not, but they totally are, in the tank for the administrative state, the steady state, the deep state, however you want to call it. So, you know, it very quickly became, oh, well, you're, and then it became, wow, like, I don't even want to get near her because it might rub off on me by 2021, early 2021.
She has integrity. She's brave enough to not be in this elite club that we're in. She can't sit with us. No, but as long as we're talking about Newsmax and Fox, that's another story that came out in the newsosphere, is that, Newsmax is now suing Fox. Do you think they have a chance at this? I mean, and plus, I mean, people like us are going to react right away. Oh, that's rich. Like, you have no problem settling lawsuits against yourself that were unfounded against, that had to do with election integrity. But now you're suing Fox. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's the cowards doing the traders. And this comes from someone who was formerly employed at Newsmax. And I can definitely say I feel comfortable and confident in calling them cowards. Look, do they have a case? I don't know. For some reason, they feel like they do. Here's what I will say. Yeah, Fox does have a monopoly on the conservative media. And how do they do it? They do strong arm the members of Congress, the White House, into making sure that they only go on their shows, or they give them the exclusives, they give them the sound bites. So that's one way that they maintain their dominance in the conservative, as the leading conservative cable news channel, which we know they're not conservative, not really. It's all fake. But one way they do that, I'll give you examples. So this is really funny. When I was at One America News, you were talking about how you have to do everything. And I loved working for One America. So I'm just going to start there. I love working for One America. I still like them a lot. But you really have to do everything in this new media climate that we're in. So not only was I the White House correspondent, but I was basically the booking producer from the White House. So I was also in charge of booking White House officials for the evening shows. Not the shows that I was hosting or I was appearing on, but for other people's shows. I was in charge of getting them guests from the White House.
We need some coffee, Emerald, while you're at it.
That's what it felt like. And I did it. I did it. Okay. And it was really hard at first because they would not come on. And part of it was that I learned along the way. I found some creative ways to get the attention. I wrote some articles that made a big splash, like my collapse of the Never Trump conservatives that was featured in the American Spectator back in 2018. That got some attention of some White House officials. And so I started gaining some ground, but then I started losing ground and getting bookings. And what I noticed is that Fox News obviously dangles the carrot, okay, with government officials, with administration officials, is saying, okay, you play ball with us. You give us preference. You make sure that the people mostly, the key White House officials mostly come on our shows. And you can tell that, right? I'm not telling you anything, because if you watch, you understand. People understand that you go on the White House North Lawn as a correspondent first thing in the morning because they're going to be doing the trail. The White House officials you want to ask questions of are going to be doing the trail to Fox News. Well, what I found is that Fox offers the promise of a contract to these people. They're going to be working for Fox News, right? The moment they leave the administration, they're going to get a really great job if they make sure Fox is well taken care of and that they don't give preference to little networks like OAN and at the time Newsmax when I went there. I'll say a great example of this is look at where the former DOJ spokeswoman landed, Bill Barr's girl. She landed at Fox News. I don't know what position she's in now. I think she's like the justice editor, but she was a news desk. She got a great job right out of the administration working in the DC bureau, running the news desk, and I think now she's some, you know, senior editor over there. Kayleigh McEnany, who I had really respected a lot during her time as spokeswoman of the RNC and Trump spokeswoman, she, in text messages that were revealed by the sham J6 committee, what did come out was real text messages after J6 in which she was basically taking her cues from Pawn Vanity, Sean Hannity, on how to respond because she wanted to make sure her Fox News contract was solid. So I'm sure too, and I don't have proof of this, but I'm sure that Fox also presses on the distributors, right? It's very hard for any upstart network to get distribution, especially if you're conservative. And I bet in a, you know, case with Discovery, you would find that out. But just to say this, I don't like either of them. Let them go fight each other. That's great. Neither of them wanted to fight the voting machine companies, right?
Yeah.
They just rolled over for them.
Yeah, totally rolled over.
So let them go fight each other.
I mean, and our boss, Mike Lindell, was the only one with the tenacity and perseverance and courage to fight the bullying from Dominion and look at that, like 2 million is nothing to sneeze at, but it's no like 67 million, like, you know what I mean?
No. And can I just say this while we're talking about journalistic integrity? Like I said, I love working for One America too, but I will say that Mike Lindell has provided me more journalistic freedom than anyone I have ever worked for. I remember one time I went to him and I said, you know, been pitched the story. It's an exclusive. I know this is someone, I even said this is someone I believe you donated to at the time or something. I said, you know, this is someone you're friendly with, but I did want to tell you. And he said, you know what he said to me, Chrissy Lee, and I know this is so rare for you to hear too. He said, it's a free country. Interview whoever you want.
Yeah.
And
I mean, as long as we're on that topic, the first time I heard that is when I was here at InfoWars and I was a whistleblower for basically what was happening in the news industry. And I was looking for a direction from Alex Jones and he's like, no, talk about whatever you want. I can't babysit you. Talk about whatever you want. Like you have total. And that was true. In my case, like there, I no censorship. I was able to follow whatever stories interested me. And there was no censorship at all. And so it's very rare to find that. So the fact that I get to work with Mike Lindell now as well, and he is totally hands off and wants us to be curious. Novel idea, right? Journalists being curious, yeah, and asking questions and holding those in power accountable, no matter whether they have an R or a D by their name. I mean, these are the things that we need to get back to. But I want to make sure that we cover the big things that are happening in election security. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and that's what we're really trying to push. Calling it, because we've talked about a lot about election integrity, but no, like there's been fraud. We need security. We need to be fair. And there is some news coming out about that. You obviously have been at the tip of the spear and passionate about covering this subject and making sure that there is security in elections. Something that big that came out today that you sent over to me was Sheriff Darleaf of the Berry County Sheriff's Office, pretty much a bombshell letter talking about to President Trump saying that they had discovered, as I understand it, Chinese backdoors into Dominion machines.
Correct. So how this is, and it is very technical, so I'm going to give it a general term because I'm not, you know, an IT expert, but I did have one on the show today as this news was breaking and he explained that what Sheriff Darleaf of Berry County, Michigan put out was extremely concerning as an IT professional, as a computer software professional. It is so compromised. What he revealed, the machines are so compromised, none of them should be certified. So what Darleaf did was he revealed some emails. He added, so if you go through his, he put this on his X. So you can go to Darleaf yourself, see this letter on the X, and then scroll through the thread because he included in that, in the thread, many emails that were obtained by his office, by him, given to him. I know it's part of litigation and it was part of discovery that was found. And what it is, Chrissy Lee, is that what you have to understand first about Dominion voting machines, according to on the record, Patrick Byrne, everyone knows him, the former Overstock CEO. He's been on InfoWars many times. He talked about the funding mechanisms of putting these voting machines across the globe and how it related to USAID very recently with Alex Jones. That got a lot of attention. According to him and then multiple other sources that I've spoken with personally and looked at their information, Christy, within, you know, former Intel, current Intel, people currently working with the government, currently giving information and working with Tulsi Gabbard's office, is that really the Dominion headquarters, if you will, is in Serbia. It's in Belgrade, Serbia, because that's where the servers are housed. Those servers, Christy, are Huawei servers from China. Okay. So what Darleaf revealed in these emails, what is revealed in the emails is that these technicians in Serbia were communicating with technologists in China about the firmware in the voting machines. And basically what they were asking was, how do you manipulate this? How do you hide where it's from so they can be brought into the United States without detection that they're from China? So they're manipulating the firmware. Now that is huge because that gives them access to the machines. And that's what Philip Davis, who is a computer software engineer who just presented and hacked a voting machine in person at DEF CON Voting Village in Las Vegas like a month ago, explained on my show today. So because of that, these machines should not be certified at all. Also, Patrick Byrne revealed huge information on my show recently that was corroborated. It was first mentioned by Trump attorney and friend Peter Ticton that this...
Hold that thought, Emerald. We're coming up against a wall. Okay. We're coming up against a break. Hold that thought, okay, because I also want to give you an opportunity to go over this major news about Venezuela coming out and how it's related to election security.
Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene blue tube. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, know me for a long time, said, sure, he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr. He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in.
Because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah, I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle you gave me. It's great. It totally makes it. You can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up a pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com. It will certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it. Yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed. It's not caffeine. It's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I got to get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it around SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time, the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that, I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I ain't going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Yeehaw! We are here in the
Christy Lee guest hosting today. So happy to be back with InfoWars. I just had to pop out a couple babies to tick off the globalists. No, you will not depopulate us. We are just going to keep on cranking out those babies. Little info warriors. I've got a guest today that has some babies of her own. Emerald Robinson, she's the host of Absolute Truth. We are digging into election security because none of this matters if we can't have a true choice, right? In who our leaders are. That's the first step. I mean, sometimes we can't trust them when they get in office, right, Emerald? But I mean, at least let us have our choice from the get-go.
And be able to vote them out,
yeah,
right? If they don't do
exactly
what they were supposed to do, because, you know, that's key. I have a little catching up to do with you. I only have two. I wish I had more. You're my hero.
That's more than
you're doing
most,
your part.
That's more than most. You have to give yourself props for that. You know, I may have five. Never thought I would have five kids, but here I am, happy and blessed to have kids. You do need to catch up, though, Emerald. Come on. I mean, two is good. It's way better than most women now, right? There's the man hating women that we have to deal with. So that's better than most. But yeah, get to work.
Yeah. My 9-year-olds are already pretty well versed in this election fraud and voting machines. He tried to create his own podcast the other day.
I love that.
He was saying, like Mike Lindell says, we have to get rid of all the voting machines. So training up a little info warrior too.
Okay.
And I do want to get it. I'm glad, you know, I want to hone in on the Venezuela part of this, like you said before the break, because people are seeing this action and what the steps that Trump's taking towards Venezuela, and they're afraid, oh, here we go. Again, another regime change operation. And I, too, am, everyone knows, that's watches me and listens to me, I'm very against regime change. But what they don't know, perhaps, is how the kind of multi-pronged war that Venezuela has engaged in against the United States. So a lot of people are familiar with Tren de Aragua, so I'm not going to go into that. If you do want to learn more about Tren de Aragua and how they're tied to the Maduro regime and how they're really a paramilitary operation, in fact, they're supported by 300 intelligence officers in the Venezuelan military, you can go to my Substack at emerald.tv. I have the briefing on there that was given to Tulsi Gabbard in her office that laid the groundwork for Trump's executive action related to Tren de Aragua. But what most people really aren't aware of is how Venezuela factors into the election. So when we left off before the break, we had established that Serbia serves as a headquarters, right, for Dominion voting systems. They run, they process their elections on Huawei servers, right, Chinese Huawei servers, and the Serbians and the Chinese are in communication with each other on how to skirt transparency, right, and get these machines into the United States. Well, where does Venezuela come in? Okay, I'm going to try to make this as a bridge as possible. So Smartmatic is the Venezuelan voting machine company. It was begun by three Venezuelan nationals at the behest of Chavez's vice president, Jorge Rodriguez. He kind of oversaw this. And now his sister, Delcy Rodriguez, is vice president to Maduro. So you see, it's all the same players, right? Because really, Venezuela is ran by the cartels. And what people don't understand is it's a $4.7 trillion industry, the cartel business from Venezuela. Very powerful, great infrastructure, not like the Mexican cartels. They began Smartmatic voting machines. They create a source code in conjunction with the Venezuelan election entity, which is CNE. So they create this source code. How do they get into the United States elections? Smartmatic is incorporated in Delaware. These three guys who are now indicted by the DOJ in a bribery scheme related to the Philippines, that Smartmatic trial, USA versus these, you know, Smartmatic executives begins in October 1st. I believe it is. It's the first week in October. So that's coming up, and that's going to be very revealing and one to watch. So Smartmatic forms in 2004. By 2005, they acquire Sequoia voting systems, which is here in the United States. Sequoia licensed that source code, okay, that source code that was created in conjunction with the Venezuelan government. This is all in, you know, business documents, bankruptcy documents, court litigation. There's the paper trail on all this. Then Sequoia is acquired by Dominion Voting Systems, which then acquires the lease, right, for this Smartmatic source code. Along the way, there's one key figure named Ronald Morales. He was an executive, a program manager at Smartmatic all the way back in 2004 when they began. Okay. He then moves to Sequoia. He then moves to Dominion Voting Systems. So this programmer, this guy, has been involved in all these voting machine companies that run the same source code. That's how they got their way into U.S. elections. And basically all the voting machines work the same way with the same kind of source code. And that's why when you hear Mike Lindell talk about them, he says, just get rid of them all. Now, going back to Sheriff Darlee, he revealed in a letter, I believe a couple months ago, it was over the summer, that Ronald Morales had made several trips to Serbia and China. And what was he doing there, Christy? Well, according to Sheriff Darlee, Morales traveled numerous times to China and Serbia prior to the 2020 election to create the ability for foreign actors, this is in his words, to, quote, access the live ballot images through a listener and VPN. So you have the Venezuelan source code, the Venezuelan software, along with a Venezuelan engineer. He became the systems manager in Dominion. I think they pulled his face down now. He was always faceless, but his name down now from the Dominion voting site, but it's archived. We have that. And he's traveling to China and Serbia, and he's setting up the VPN that allows them to access U.S. ballot images. That alone, but there's many reasons or much justification for Donald Trump to establish a national emergency as it relates to our elections, but also to sign an executive order or just to implement the executive order that was originally signed by Obama that he re-upped during his first term to end the voting machines, to shut down the voting machines. And there's so much more to this. But when Donald Trump is looking at implementing this military actions in Venezuela, and I've been telling people for months, all the way back to February and January, when Trump first got in office, that he was going to make moves on Venezuela to watch. I've been telling you that long. And it's not just because Trinidad and Tobago, though that was a concerted military invasion of our country. It was. But also because of the way they've been manipulating elections. And it goes back more than two decades, Christy, more than two decades. And there are some Americans who are traitors who aided and abetted this interference.
Do you think that sometimes with these court battles and people not realizing how serious this is of an issue is because it's so complicated? I mean, you really do need to, like, look. That's why it's so important people go to your Substack and look at the pictures and the diagrams, because when you're spouting all this off, it's like, oh, man, my this is overwhelming. So, I mean, they almost have that advantage when it's come to trying to get accountability for these things or put it in front of a judge or a jury, because, like, people are like, I can't even keep up, like, let alone rule on this, right?
You're right. It's purposely complex and convoluted when our elections process does not have to be. That's on purpose.
Yeah.
So that it's harder to understand the seal and to do anything about it. But I can tell you that Tulsi Gabbard understands it very well now. Oh, and she dropped another bomb the other day in the cabinet room. She does this almost every time she's in a cabinet meeting now. She specifically named John Brennan and James Clapper when she was talking about those burn bags that have evidence of election fraud related to 2020. Now, how they survived and weren't, and how that evidence wasn't destroyed yet, it has to be divine, Christy, when we're talking about the spiritual warfare, because I can't believe they left that sitting there. But what has also recently come to light, and this is by multiple sources, and of course, Patrick Byrne said it publicly, though, on my show, so I'm happy to put his name on the record for it, but I've also now confirmed this with several other people. The Serbian entrepreneur that set up the Belgrade office with the servers, guess who his business partner is?
Who?
Allegedly, Christy Lee, allegedly, according to my sources, and I'll just put allegedly in there, right? Because I know how these, when we're talking about the lawsuits, it's John Brennan.
Of course.
U.S.
So gross.
John Brennan.
How there's always all these connections. It never fails. It's always the same. That's why it's so important to learn the names, because it's always the same names that come up with anything from Russia collusion to election to anything. Yes. It's always the same bad actors. Well, Emerald, thank you for being so generous with your time. And we'll be obviousing you and talking to you tomorrow on Lindell TV as we have White House coverage live every day there on LindellTV.com. And you can go ahead and follow her on X and her Substack as well. Thank you so much, Emerald.
Well, thanks for having me on. I'll just say to the InfoWars family, we're very glad to have Chrissy Lee as a part of our family. She's such a ray of sunshine, and she makes our morning meetings so much more fun. She's just such a bright spot, and she always reminds us that it's a spiritual battle. And thank you for having me, Chrissy.
You bet. I'll see you soon. See you in a bit. Thanks, Emerald. All right. Yeah, I just have a little bit of time with you already. My poor producers back there, I made them grab all these clips for me and all this stuff that I was going to talk about. And man, I guess I'm just not used to when I come into the InfoWars studio only doing an hour. I'm usually here for a good 3 hours. So yeah, I think I way over prepared. But Du, before he left, Rob Du, says that he wants to hang out with me. I mean, duh. So I guess we're going to be co-hosting this last hour tomorrow. So that's exciting, and I'm sure we'll have fun with that. So don't miss that. I will be back here tomorrow, but going to be Rob Du's sidekick. So that don't miss that. You can always follow me on X. Don't worry, I'm not finishing the show yet. I just want to make sure I cover all this stuff before I get cut off. Follow me on X. I'm already hearing from a lot of folks that I got to hear from here when I was covering InfoWars, getting to take those phone calls. Developed a lot of cool, unique relationships with you guys from being here. I always say that the InfoWars audience is such an amazing, supportive, engaged family that is also like a person of every family, a little bit crazy. Y'all are like the crazy cousin, but I love all of you, and I love hearing from you. I love connecting with you. So follow me over there on X as well, at Chrissy Lee TV, at Chrissy Lee TV. Just want to make sure I get that in there. All right, so let's talk about what happened today. Big hearing in the time that we have left. Big hearing on Senate hearing for RFK Jr., and the concern is that there is an operation to sow division between RFK Jr. and Donald Trump. Now, we've seen that they've been trying to do this before. They've been doing it from the beginning. It was probably the worst day of their lives when President Trump announced that RFK Jr. would be part of his administration, when RFK Jr. Endorsed him for president. But they have not stopped. They have not stopped trying to sow division between these two and halt the progress that we're making for health in America, to reject the clot shot, poison, deadly shots. We need to continue to make progress. And yes, we want more progress. We don't want to talk about just toxic food. We want to talk about these shots that are still hurting and harming people. And we cannot allow them to sow division and force RFK Jr. out. He did a great 3 hours, and he was on. I don't know how anyone can't listen to him and be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But that's the problem. He is seen and not heard by these crazies. They watch it. They only have their talking points in mind. They seethe in anger against him, and they don't actually listen to what he's saying. That makes total sense. These people have no case on being reputable at this point. We all went through it. We all went through COVID. It upended all of our lives, totally upended mine in a good way, because now I am not a propaganda puppet for the lamestream media, doing my own independent thing along with the help and support of InfoWars and Lindell TV now. So it's been a wild, crazy ride, but worth it. So, let's talk about that. So let's watch just how this even started out. If we could take the clip to, the protesters outside of the hearing before it even begun. Watch this.
RFK, how many children did you kill today? Hey, RFK, how many children did you kill today? Hey,
you guys think RFK?
How many children did you kill today?
You think RFK killed kids?
But RFK is on his way of doing so. Yes, with the cuts to U.S. aid funding.
With the cuts to U.S. aid funding? What about the vaccines that are killing kids? That the
I'm not going to engage with you.
I'm just curious to know your thoughts. You don't think the vaccines are causing harm?
No.
No?
No.
No adverse reactions? Not a single one dead?
RFK saves lives. RFK kills.
How many people are going to die of polio?
Yep, that's what I want to know.
How many people have died from the COVID shots?
RFK kills. RFK kills. CDC saves lives, RFK kills.
CDC saves lives, RFK kills. It's like the, all of their brain cells have been, I mean, you might as well just be like, bah, bah. That's what it sounds like. CDC says, it was just this robotic. They can't think for themselves. They're probably paid. I mean, she's probably like, I'm not getting paid enough for this to like actually engage in a conversation and answer the perfectly legitimate question you're asking. And they're like, what about polio? I mean, it's all canned answers. It's like they never have an original thought. So that was going on outside of the, yes, cheapo. I recently had Ted Nugent on, so it was making me think of that. Ted Nugent is like, ah, I love that guy. All right, so let's talk about inside of the hearing, if we could play that clip three.
Over 3 months to get a prior authorization. Senator Kennedy, do you know some people will die between those pre-authorizations? You're killing millions of people. Prior authorization takes too long.
There you saw the epitome of health, that woman question mark. Epitome of health there. Look at her. She is so healthy. She can't stand that RFK Jr. is going to ruin America's health. How dare you kill me and not the Doritos and Dr. Pepper I'm going to be stuffing in my face later. How dare you, RFK Jr., you're killing me. Anyway, but RFK Jr., he held his own. And if you listen to him, I don't know how you can argue with what he had to say. He was killing it, bringing it to those, people, exposing the money that they've taken. I mean, that's the thing. He is the one that does not have a conflict of interest. This is what he's done. He's gone after corrupt agencies, and, as far as I know, at this point, he isn't receiving money from Big Pharma or Big Food. So he's the only one that doesn't have a conflict of interest. But here's a clip of him, making his case.
This morning, I got the latest numbers from CDC that 76.4% of Americans now have a chronic disease. This is stunning. When my uncle was president, it was 11%. 1950, it was 3%. Today, it's 76.4%. 8 out of 10 of our kids cannot qualify for military service. This is a national security issue. When my uncle was president, we spent zero on chronic disease. Today, we spend $1.3 trillion. It's the biggest cause, and it's increasing. And all of the arguments that Republicans and Democrats have about single-payer Obamacare or the various ways of allocate the health dollars, they're all like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. If we don't end this chronic disease, we are the sickest country in the world. That's why we have to fire people at CDC. They did not do their job. This was their job to keep us healthy.
Thank you.
And I need to fire some of those people to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Fully anybody that has half a brain would understand that argument. They failed at doing their jobs on so many levels. Why is America one of the sickest countries ever? We have all these resources, all of this funding. They failed. They're not doing a good job. So, yes, we're going to fire them. It's just logical at that point. Just interviewed Dr. Mary Taylor Bowden the other day. She is here in Texas. She's faced all kinds of persecution. But this is a positive sign that people are not following the propaganda, that demonizing RFK Jr. is not going to work, that trust in the CDC is not there. But
you can tell just by very virtue of the number of people that are not buying this narrative anymore. The number of people that are now exempting, getting themselves and their kids exempt from the vaccines. Texas just has now a printable form. You used to have to send off. I had to do that. Send off for the form to exempt your kids from the vaccine so they can attend school. But now you can just print it off and sign it. That's how it should be. You shouldn't even have to do anything. You should just be like, no, I don't want that in my body. Case closed. I shouldn't need to sign anything, whatever. But at least it's getting a little bit easier. But again, Dr. Mary Talley Bowden says more and more people are rejecting the narrative. Let's listen to some of that.
Kennedy Jr. that is endangering Americans' health. Will he resign? Will he? Because they want to call that into existence. Do you think there's a point at which he will buckle under pressure, and which pressure? The pressure from those of us like us, or from the campaign to get rid of him?
Well, the legacy media does not have the power that they once had. I mean, people that, you know, you look at how many Americans got the last COVID shot, and the CDC actually took this information off their website, so I don't have an up-to-date number. But the last time I checked, it was 20% of adults got the 2023-2024 version of the COVID shot, which means that people just aren't buying the legacy media. They're not buying what the CDC is telling us. And for some reason, our politicians have forgotten that. They're not listening to the people. Why are they listening to the New York Times? I mean, they need to listen to the people. And the uptake, or the dismal uptake of these shots, is an excellent reflection of how America's seeing out.
Yeah, absolutely. But when we talk about the speed at which things that happen, we're just...
Here we go. I didn't hit the right button. All right. So, we're also hearing some great strides being made in Florida. I really hope that, instead of getting rid of RFK Jr., they can add the Surgeon General of Florida, Latipo. I always have a hard time with his name. I always want to say Lapido or something. Joseph Latipo. I'm still not saying it right, I feel like. But anyways, he is on fire to give people their personal autonomy. Let's just play a little bit of that.
But, what I'm most excited about is an announcement that we're going to make, that we're making now, which is that the Florida Department of Health, in partnership with the governor, is going to be working to end all vaccine mandates in Florida law. All of them. All of them. All of them. Every last one of them.
Yeah. And he goes on and on and on from there. He says, all of them. I love it. He's like, you don't have to take a shot, and you don't have to take a shot, and you don't have to take a shot. Like Oprah in reverse. So I love it, and I wish that we could get him into the administration, but he made the mistake of speaking out loud and clear against the shots from the beginning. So perhaps that's why he's not in. But we are getting some promise of potential big things happening. Senator Rand Paul now revealing that there is going to be a significant revelation about Anthony Fauci in the next week. We can play that.
After you once again renewed a criminal referral for Anthony Fauci, this is something I've been talking about a lot, because I saw the smoking gun of him trying to get his colleagues to all say it was, there's no way this was a lab-generated virus, and there's a very good reason for him to have done that after he knew full well that the United States had funded some gain of function research, and it was walking and quacking, and it had web feet, and everybody knew, and that was, I think that deserves a, you know, who cares what I think, but what are the chances that he's held to account someday at this point?
You know, big question is the auto pen, whether auto pen pardons are constitutional or legal or lawful. We do know that when President Obama first signed a law by auto pen, when he came back from his trip to India, he quickly did sign it in person to make sure it was seen as being legitimate. So I think there is some question there. I can tell you that we are pouring through millions of bits of data on Anthony Fauci. There will be a subpoena in short fashion, and there also will be news in the next week or two about things that we have found from pouring over the records. There's going to be significant revelation about Anthony Fauci in the next week.
So ending on a good note, hopefully we can get Dr. Anthony Fauci to face his crimes against humanity. We'll end on that. Thank you for letting me join you for this last hour. It went way too quick. So you know what? I'm going to come back and hang out with you again tomorrow because this was just too fast. I will see you then.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at theauctionstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? A lot of you got that email. And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals. Enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement, but once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is.